No, I live here. It's where my house is. I have 17 houses where one of them is.
Is that you, Terry?
Terry?
Yes, it's me. I have diarrhea.
Get out of the bathroom, Terry. Get on out of here.
I have bad diarrhea.
You alone in there, Terry?
All right, stop.
Who are you shushing?
What?
Who are you shushing?
Nobody. No, why would I do that? I would never do something like that. First of all, I have a girlfriend who I love very much.
Her name is?
Michelle.
Michelle. What's she look like?
She's super tall.
Uh-huh.
And she's got...
How tall?
Sweet boobs.
Uh-huh. Whoa, time out.
Listen up, the ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang.
Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
It's not good with computers. I remain not good. Had to call up the tech support guy this week, get some help with the home computer. He starts asking me questions. What kind of operating system have you got there, sir? Electricity, I think. Yeah, I've been plugging in my wall. I've been having some luck with that. I don't know. I called you. Do you remember? I just want to know why the printer sucks in 40 sheets at a time. It kind of cuts your efficiency. We have to pinch the other 39 sheets and let the one go through and do it again. It's embarrassing. I riffle. It does no good. Stuff doesn't work. I tried to call information. It's not a person anymore. It's a computer trying to decipher what I say. And that technology is not finished quite yet. Lost my credit card. Took like four times to get the number. What listing? American Express? The toll-free number for America West Airlines is... If you need something important in a hurry, suicide hotline. The number for Susan Huntley is... Susan, you don't know me. But I'm really down. Put on a pot of coffee, Sue. We're going to talk this out.
And everyone's got this, so they're all like politically liberal out there, but everyone's like really cocky about the fact they're liberal, which is just obnoxious. That's why my goal this year is to buy a Prius. So I can be the anti-Prius driver. Be like, yeah, that's my Prius. The one with the gun rack and the McCain sticker on the back and the... dead deer carcass roped to the hood. Wouldn't that be sweet? Drive around a Prius throwing garbage out your window. It's a Prius. Already helped the earth, hippie. Yeah. Yes, there is a Confederate flag in my Prius.
Ready to pound.
That's a creepy laugh, dude.
That's funny.
That's the laugh I'm picturing in my head right before you wear my skin.
Yeah, but...
Go to hell.
Yeah, go to hell.
Oh, jeez. Where
in virgin your... sock. Ooh la la.
That's hockey. That's hockey.
Dinner is served.
Rage! Bleeping rage!
As you can big tell, mouth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went down the old big mouth rabbit hole this morning.
Round and ready to pound.
You've never seen it?
No.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
It's brilliant.
It is. Man, there's a Valentine's Day episode that came out just this past Valentine's Day. The dirtiest, it's almost too dirty, even for me. It's the dirtiest.
That really doesn't exist.
Yeah. That's not, yeah.
Have you seen it yet, Sauce?
So they released just one episode?
Yeah, yeah, just for Valentine's Day. It's the first episode of season three, and it's just a standalone episode. But
there's nothing that's too dirty for you.
You know the kid who's always getting it on with his pillows?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, meat sauce.
Yeah, right.
I've never banged a pillow.
That's not true.
He has to complete an obstacle course. And in order to finish it, I can't even tell you. I have to tell you off the air what he has to do to finish it. It's literally the dirtiest thing I've ever seen on television.
You laughed, though.
Oh, my gosh, did I laugh. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hi, Age.
Hey, Chris. How's it going, man?
Pretty good, buddy.
Speaking of TV, so last night, Chris sends out a text and says, guys, stop everything you're doing. You have to watch the first two episodes of the new season of Documentary Now. Like, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Stop Earth.
Yeah, I took my hand off my crank.
Right. Stop doing that. Drop everything. Watch the first two episodes. Well, the rest of us were like, that's great. What is it on? Is it on Hulu, Netflix, Prime? What channel is it?
YouTube?
How do I do this? He pays for individual episodes on iTunes.
It's worth it.
I know that's not breaking news, but you can't tell normal people to go watch something immediately and then pay for individual episodes. That's insane.
It's worth it.
I'm sure it is. It's psychotic. I love that show. I can't wait to watch it.
You didn't watch it yet?
I'm not paying for
it. You sons of bitches. They're a dollar a piece.
I'm not paying a dollar a piece. It's principle.
Right. And
I'll wait for it to be free, kind of.
From Corey Cove's school of not wasting versus spending, that's wasting.
That's
money.
Wasting. Just wait.
Just wait.
I want to see it.
I don't want to wait. What would I wait for? I might die before I see it.
What? That's still your best bit.
That's his best impression of all time.
It's right on there.
Did any of you watch it? None of you watched
it?
No. What is it on? Like,
It's on IHC or IFC.
No, it's on iTunes.
It's on iTunes. Just a buck an episode.
What's wrong with paying a buck for something you enjoy? Jesus loves us.
It's on IFC for free.
If I dropped a buck, I wouldn't pick it up. Oh my gosh,
I got to walk behind you. IFC, for so many reasons.
Yes, I do.
IFC probably has on demand. I didn't check that.
I'm looking right now.
I wonder if, like, on Comcast, if I just go to IFC, if that documentary now has on demand episodes. You want your documentary now?
Now. I'm going to tell you, you guys missed out because that's the most. And again,
Well, it's not like it expired.
You'll never say it now. Yeah. You'll forget about
it's
it.
It's not like I can't.
Have you seen
watch
Big Mouth
in
yet?
The future. No.
Exactly my point.
But that exists and it's free, and I will get to it at some point.
God, you guys missed out. I'm gonna tell you.
I can't wait. These guys are geniuses.
Listen, I built it up too much for you. There's no doubt about it. You're gonna say, "It's good. I liked it." But I'm gonna tell you, It's so creative. The second episode of the 2-part series is the most original thing I've seen in a very long time. And Michael Keaton, you wouldn't pay $2 to see Michael Keaton.
Where?
On your TV screen.
You can stream it for free right now on IFC.com.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. That's impossible to find.
It's the internet. That's impossible to find. You have a smart TV, Chris? One that has a web browser on it?
Yes, he does.
I guess. Probably. I don't know, really.
You have an iPad, right?
Yeah.
Do you have Apple TV?
Sure I do, yeah.
Yeah, you could easily have just gone to IFC.com on your iPad, hit play the show, and then just stream it to the TV for free.
Yuck.
Right.
Throw it to the screen.
Rage!
He's mad.
What's going on with you today?
Oh, you haven't listened early in the morning this week, obviously.
Yeah, he said the other day, AJ, he's too horny to go on.
I have heard you repeat such things.
Yeah. Why would I say that?
You've said that.
Hey, do you guys, by the way, side note, do you guys like Care 11 Sunrise, our friends at Care 11 Sunrise?
Sure. Yeah, I like those guys.
No, that show sucks.
How would you like to watch it and pay $5 a day?
Win!
You don't have to wait. Just pay $5 a day and watch it.
Oh.
Insane!
Is she wearing her glasses?
I think she's wearing her glasses.
I'll pay 10.
Here's
then.
Your 5.
Yeah, here's your 10.
Okay, that's so different.
Put me down for 2 episodes.
Hey, by the way, speaking of Care 11, next week when you're gone, on Tuesday, Jana's going to come in and sit with us.
Sweet.
And on Wednesday, Rena's going to come in and stay the whole show. She's coming in at 5:30 and stay with us.
So it's a Channel 11 week.
Well, not completely, because then Kevin McDermott's coming in on Thursday and spending the whole day
with us. Man, so McDermott's in when I'm out? God dang it.
Yeah, he hates
specifically
you.
Asked if you were going to be in. That's what he
fine,
said.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Where are all the babies going?
Very well.
Yeah. Good for him.
You could pay a dollar right now to find out.
I'll just wait.
Yeah.
You know how you get him to come in?
No.
Dinner is served.
No love for Dave Schwartz because he doesn't know who Kevin McHale is, or what's the problem?
I haven't decided if I like him yet or not.
Hey, Rosie, what do you say when you go into the strip club?
And then isn't Alicia playing initials
on
though?
Friday, that's right, yeah.
So while Carly's hosting,
is served.
That'll be a weird thing for her to walk into a guest host.
She won't know the difference.
She might not.
She doesn't have a chance regardless.
Yeah, we should have Carly wear glasses too and have a hot chick glasses off.
Yeah, Hockey and I know a website where you can see that.
I bet.
Hot chicks do what?
Mr. Glass! Lucky!
Man, that's a good movie. You guys got to see that too. And pay for it because, you know.
I'm going to wait.
You got jobs.
Yeah, as Hockey, and I'll give him credit. Every time I say, why do you pay for that? He says, that's why I get up at 3:15.
Yeah, man, if I want to buy something, I buy it. I want it now. I don't have to download IFC. What the hell does that mean?
What's the most you ever paid for an episode of Stranger Things?
I don't really like that show as much as you guys.
Yeah, but
you watched it though, right?
Yeah, but I watched it on Netflix. I pay for Netflix.
Why wouldn't you just give Netflix more money?
I already gave them money.
Well, you already gave IFC money too.
You already gave IFC
by
money.
Paying your cable bill.
I don't know if I have it. The channel changer was on the other side of the room.
Did the lady you live with immediately get up when you turned it on?
No.
Was she washing dishes or something and not paying attention?
I really don't remember.
That probably sounds right.
Yeah, probably so. I'm sorry, guys. You know what? From now on, I'll send you guys a text to make sure it's okay. I buy something before.
Oh, hey, you know me. I'm all in with you buying whatever you want.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Except for TV shows. Remember the one time my favorite, and I love you, Hockey. You know that.
Yeah, sounds like it.
When we heard, what's the Hello Darkness? A Sound of Silence by Disturbed for the first time, and we were like, this is unbelievable. And then we tried to figure out what album it came out, and Hawk goes, oh, wait, I bought that album.
Yeah, I did.
Like 2 months before that.
Yeah. Speaking of that, new Bad Flower record comes out, and I'm excited about that. And I did buy that, even though I have Apple Music. So what? Who cares?
How do you physically do that?
You go to iTunes Store and buy it.
Yeah, but doesn't your Apple Music like usurp that?
Yeah, but don't if you download it, you pay for it on Apple Music?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Are you sure?
What do you mean? Yes. Oh, I see. Yes. No, okay. No, you don't. But I specifically got on my way to buy.
Why would you do that when you have iTunes? Oh, my God. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, I do it because I want to support the band. I want them to have another record sale. If I just download it on Apple Music, then they don't get the credit for it.
Yeah, so you probably do know how that works. What a streaming service compared to actually buying an album.
If I download this on the streaming service and listen to it 1,000 times, they'll probably get $1.50. If I buy the record and it's $10.99, which it was, they may get $6 of it.
Okay.
So.
And think about that. Now that's 6 fewer episodes of Documentary Now you can buy.
I know, but no, it's not because I still have a job, see?
Still got a job, see?
See?
Oh, thanks, 1920s gangster.
Right.
What?
What the what?
Okay, that was bad.
Yeah,
yours is not good.
It.
That's his only good impression.
Clearly, we haven't mentioned Lexington Steel yet, so John Creasel's not here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's in, what, Texas?
Austin.
Austin, Texas, yeah.
And I believe he's at the same hotel where that gal was playing violin solo a couple of weeks back in public.
Her pink telephone, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And he
had an issue.
Had such a huge crap last night, he clogged the toilet. And the hotel felt so bad, they gave him a $10 tip.
That's a true story, by the way. He sent us that text last night. Yeah. He called down to the front lobby saying, I need a plunger. This thing's clogged. They apologized, basically saying, that's unacceptable. That's on us.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
We expect you to have the best experience, and you've been shorted, essentially. I'm paraphrasing. So they gave him a $10 tip, and it was like, wasn't it like to Starbucks or something?
$10 Starbucks gift card.
Go get coffee.
Yeah.
Maybe that's, hey, go be a little more regular.
Yeah, get some laxative in you. Sorry you take giant dumps.
How about that? They wrote him a note and apologized.
Apologized.
And it was a handwritten note. Yeah.
Handwritten, not even typed. You're right. That was crazy.
Now I know if I don't have any money for Starbucks, just go to that hotel and take a giant dump. Yeah. Fill the place up with toilet paper and give her hell.
Jess Verasper is going to own Starbucks
and that hotel.
Howard Schultz is going to run for president. Verasper is going to run Starbucks. All right, so no John Creasel today, but Mark Parra should be here about 7 o'clock. We'll play before and after at 7:15 just for S's and giggles.
Yeah.
Then initials at 8:15. And Sauce has won the last couple. He's only 2 wins back.
Fire.
With 2 weeks to go before major number 3.
Me so fun. Again,
just for fun, if you win the next two, not only will you tie AJ for the all-time wins lead with 82, not only would you be defending your title and going for 3-0 all time in majors, but as somebody, I believe it was Power Trip Initials on Twitter, pointed out, that would also be your fifth consecutive victory at TI, which would be a record. So if you run the table on the next three, you're just shattering records.
Fifth consecutive victory at TI. Have we done?
No. Fifth consecutive victory. That would, because he's won the last two.
Gotcha.
So if he wins the next two, that's four. The record is four. So TI would technically be the record breaker. He'd get the wins lead back. He'd be 3-0 in majors. If he runs the table the next 3 weeks,
that'd be a heck of a run.
Sauce is legitimately back on top in all three ways.
I got to win today, though.
Got to win today.
Yeah.
And then you got to win with Carly.
I'll win at Treasure Island.
Hmm. Well, then you got to win today and then with a guest host with Carly next week.
Aren't you already writing off next week?
You're skeptical.
I'm not winning next week.
I still don't know why, but okay.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because women can't put that game together.
Oh, okay.
Huh? I was just, sorry, I was reading a text message from Rosie. I'm proud of Carly.
From Mark Rosen?
Yeah, he texts me and wants to get all his women hating out of the way.
Front Page Sports is next. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
For you, Meat Sauce Paul Lambert.
Yeah, babe.
It's been a while ago now, but on the Power Trip after party,
yeah,
you mentioned that you'd been warned by Suavide not to eat so many oranges. Did you stop the orange?
Oh, yeah, now that I think about it, I haven't.
Yeah.
Suavide, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
I haven't eaten oranges in a while.
What
I haven't
a great callback.
Them.
Well, you know, and it's weird because I think Suavide...
Did he call you?
No. I just think that it's weird. Suavide's the younger brother in the relationship, but he has a lot of sway over you.
Why do you call him Suavide?
Because when he's dressed showing his shape, he's Suavide, and that's my favorite of the two. David's a good guy, don't get me wrong. I like Dav a little bit less than David.
I hate stupid ass Dav.
Well, Dav is drunk most, you know, I mean,
yeah.
That's
well, and Dav
sometimes
gambles
can be
with
mean,
you.
But Suavide's is super sexy and shows his shape.
That's your favorite.
My favorite.
Dav. Yeah. Suave.
Shape.
David,
he's got a lot of sway over you.
Yeah. I don't know how to say this without it sounding super, super mean, but David grew up in a weird situation, and your older brother's supposed to be like your guidance, but I'm not bright enough to do any of that. You know, so he's kind of like he's the ringleader out of the three.
Forced
of us.
To grow up early, is what
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, He's the ringleader and all. Like, he makes smart decisions. He invests his money. He doesn't buy tons of shoes.
He went to college.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he didn't?
No, David did not.
Oh, wow.
But he's, yeah. But he works a full-time job. He has a 501k, 401k.
One of those two.
He's very smart.
Yeah, he is.
And you love him.
I do. I love him.
Yeah, he tells you what to do a lot. I listen because it's mostly right. But I don't know what his orange thing was.
Okay, but it worked, though.
Yeah, I haven't had one in a while. Now I'm going to go get a bunch.
Yeah. Oh. Weren't you worried he was going to like give you a disease or something?
I don't
know.
He already ate too many of them. Yeah, remember he was having three at a day?
I do remember, but what was the worry?
I don't know. He's a doctor, I guess.
Is it bad to have too much vitamin C?
I don't know. Is it?
Front Page Sports is brought to you by our friends at Early Bird Electric. Thanks, Early Bird Electric.
Yeah, thank you, Early Bird.
Speaking of Suavide, have you guys gone through that fan-made Wikipedia page for the Power Trip Morning Show yet?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's genius.
Yeah,
especially the Suavide page or the hot-ass Randy
page. Yeah, those guys did. Whoever put that together, well done.
Well, I think it's, I mean, the main grouping that did it was Power Trip Bets, Power Trip Quotes, and Smitty but then it's like crowdsourced. I mean, it's Wikipedia.
It's hilarious.
Essentially, where you can update and you can add stuff and take down. The latest episode of the Bets and Quotes podcast, they kind of talked about the impetus of it and how long they've been working on it.
It's terrific.
Yeah. It's really...
And
yeah,
the bit bit with my friends is very funny.
Yeah.
And depressingly accurate. Front Page Sports, number 7, Michigan, won 69-60 over the Golden Gophers.
Sick of Michigan.
Jordan Poole... is not married to Chelsea Peretti. He scored 22 points Jordan Murphy plays for us. He had 18 points and 15 rebounds, but that wasn't enough. Gophers fall to 17-10. They're 7-9 in the Big Ten. Michigan up to 24-3. The Gophers, not quite as good as Michigan from three-point range. Michigan was 13 of 28. Those are some stats. Everybody keeping up?
Yeah.
They were 13 of 28.
There are some statistics that I'd like to share with you now, and they are numbers.
That's a really solid 46.4%.
Great.
There are some statistics that I'd like to share with you now, and they are numbers.
Gophers were 1 for 10.
Wow.
That doesn't seem as good as the other two.
That was not as good. They were 1 for 10. That's Paul, what percentage is that?
100. Or 10.
One of the two, yes. Sunday, the Gophers are at Rutgers. Then they're at Northwestern, home against number 15 Purdue, and then at number 24 Maryland. So four regular season Big Ten games left. Three on the road, two against top 25 teams.
They've got their work cut out for them, yeah.
I don't think they'll make the tournament. I don't think anyone will care.
But the Final Four is here, Paul.
Yeah, they have no shot. Does hockey know the Final Four is here?
I don't think he cares.
I think I said it yesterday.
Oh, proud of you. I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you.
The NBA formally proposed changing the draft age from 18... I just read that wrong. Changing the draft age to 18, not from 18, to 18, from 19 to 18. It has to be agreed upon by the union and the NBA, but the CBA was ratified in 2016 and, of course, didn't have that. They have a 19-year age minimum right now.
So that opens up straight to the NBA?
Straight to the NBA.
Sweet.
There's not any like weird loophole like 2 years out of college or out of high school like football?
Adam Silver wants to flip it back to just, what are we doing to these kids? What's the point of 1 year?
Because I think the day after Zion blows his shoe out?
Which they also said was just accidental timing. Sure. That, which I actually believe because this is probably takes longer than that to get put together.
If it's on the table, though, you hurry it up and get it out there and follow that.
But to all the stories we hear about the one-and-doners anyway is that they do the minimum.
Oh, for sure.
Right? I mean, they are barely in school, barely in class.
Wait a minute.
The second that, you know, that the basketball season ends, what do they care if they finish their finals?
Right. Were you a one-and-doner?
Right. Oh, by the way, real good basketball player? Yeah. You failed science. Oh, okay. What? Aren't you worried? No, I'm going to the NBA in 3 months. I don't really care.
You have finals at the end of May. Oh, No, I don't.
No, I'll be probably banging slews in Hollywood. Oh,
you know, I'm banging slews right now.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have this lottery tell me where I'm going to be banging slews for the rest of my life.
You don't care about your education?
Nah, no,
not really. Not now, so much. I don't.
How are you going to be on the show on Monday, Sauce?
Why?
Because you're going to be at the Oscars on Sunday night, aren't you?
Thank you. Sorry I said you were mean.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
Great actor.
You are.
No, the Minnesota Wild actually won a hockey game.
They won
4-1 over the Rangers. Goals by Spurgeon, his 12th. Granlund's 15th. Parisi's 24th. And an empty netter for Greenway, his 10th. New Wild member, Ryan Donato, had 2 assists.
What?
And a cute one at the end because he was just grinding, trying to get that empty net goal.
It was cute.
But he kept passing it. And I heard Ryan Carter say it, Wes Walls say it, a whole bunch of people on Twitter say it, basically said he's going to make a lot of quick friends if there's an empty net, and he's intentionally looking to pass it so somebody else can score that empty netter. Almost 17 minutes of ice time, and everybody, including Parisi, said he seemed pretty comfortable. He fit right in.
Good for him.
And he wasn't getting ice time in Boston, right?
He was bouncing between the Bruins and the AHL team. Yeah.
What's the AHL team called, Hawk?
The
Boston one.
Boston.
Sorry, not the Minnesota one.
The Boston Ford Theaters.
Jeez.
Up next, at Detroit tonight on The Fan at 6:30. Home against the red-hot St. Louis Blues on Sunday.
No, can't wait.
So, you know when I do the hockey-on-hockey thing?
Sure.
On the Twitter machine? If you're not familiar, basically all I do is when I see Greg Swedberg tweet about hockey, I steal his take.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Again.
Yeah.
And he pretends it doesn't bother him, but it obviously does.
Of course.
He tweeted, apparently, the guy was really pretty active last night. Huh? I mean, the new guy, good.
Screw I watched the third period, and the kid looked good. And what do I know? But Like I always say about hockey, when you're a super novice hockey fan or when you watch and you don't quite know what's happening, if somebody stands out, that's probably a good sign.
Yeah.
And he looked pretty good.
Oh, sorry.
Active is the right word, because even if I don't know if he's in the right spot or doing the right job or whatever, it just looks like he was working his ass off last night, which is great.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
What happened?
What happened?
The 2024 Olympics, according to this story, are in Paris, France. I did not know that.
Oh, I like that place. It's dirty.
Okay. Did you guys see the four new events?
I heard about
is
one
it
of them.
Summer or winter? Sorry.
Summer.
Summer Olympics?
2024 Summer Olympics in Paris.
Parent penguin heading home. Oh.
Yep, the penguins are not invited.
Okay.
Here are the four new events for the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris. Climbing.
What's that?
So, like, speed, rock, or like...
Basically, wall the wall from American Gladiators.
That's exactly what I was thinking of, yeah.
That's sweet.
Mm.
So, rock climbing or wall climbing.
Yeah, cool.
Climbing might be kind of fun.
Remember the American Gladiators video game?
For sure. Nintendo? It was great.
Yeah,
it
was
the best.
So, climbing's one. Skateboarding back in place. Skateboarding, why not? I don't quite get how this works, even in Paris or long term, but surfing?
Yeah, you get on a board in the ocean and
I get that part.
Oh.
What if the Olympic Games are in Houston, Texas at some point?
Or Minnesota.
Yes, if the Summer Olympics were in Minnesota, how would you surf?
Or Chicago?
Somebody who has actually surfed or paid attention to professional surfing can answer this question for me, but how is something like surfing judgeable in the sense, like, you're relying on the wave that you get.
Mm-hmm. Wave selection, I believe, is part of it, though.
If somebody gets a wave that nobody else had an opportunity at, that makes an unfair advantage.
I think that's the luck of the draw.
Yeah. And that's an Olympic sport. Wow.
Sure. I know a lot of times, like if a host city has the Olympics,
great.
That a city 30, 40, 50, even maybe 100 miles out is like a smaller satellite city that is still represented by the main city.
Like when they were talking about it being, or something being in Chicago, maybe it was like a World Cup something or other. They talked about Minneapolis hosting some prelim events or whatever.
I get it. But there has to be some times where the country is so wide or... If, for example, the United States, where it just wouldn't make sense for surfing long term. Anyway, we're talking way too much about surfing. Mm-hmm. Point is, I'm sure they'll figure it out. I just think that's weird.
What's the last one?
Breakdancing.
Oh.
No chance.
Wait, breakdancing.
That's a bit.
There's no chance.
Breakdancing.
That's for real?
For real.
How? People still breakdance?
Breakdancing.
He's making it up.
I'm not making it up. That's the headline. The other three sports actually are the kind of throwaway story. Yeah. The headline is breakdancing is going to be a part of 2024 Olympics. And what's crazy is one of the things they're saying is one of the reasons why all of these cities are either pulling out of being Olympic city host cities or not wanting to pay billions of dollars to invest in their communities to have the Olympics leave them being a ghost town is... Guess how much breakdancing basically costs to host?
Probably nothing.
Zero.
Yeah, right.
Because
yeah.
You can breakdance in any arena in the world. Yeah. So it's you don't have to build infrastructure for it. You just say, go for it, guys.
Right. surfing is cheap, too, as long as you have a good body of water.
Here are the three sports that are out for 2024. Squash.
I love squash.
Karate and baseball.
Hmm.
Yeah,
interesting.
Was baseball out because none of the major league guys would
want
to play? Wasn't it that the teams didn't want them to play? I don't know if you can have though paid athletes. Can you athletes that have been like professional athletes?
Oh, yeah,
you mean like the dream?
No, but I thought there's some sports though that you can't.
Used to be that way.
It's I think that that's a
or didn't they I just pass that they all have to be amateurs?
I think it's a league rule, like the NHL.
Yeah,
decides.
Yeah, because the NHL doesn't allow. Yeah. The NHL doesn't allow professionals to play anymore. It doesn't want their guys playing. I'm well aware of the Dream Team. Hockey couldn't name three of them.
He said Scott Skiles.
Yeah.
Still seems like a right answer to me.
That's the worst answer ever.
I don't care about this, but I think a couple of you do. Space Jam 2 has a release date, July 16th, 2021. So 25 years after MJ was in the first one in 1996, Space Jam 2 with LeBron James, 2021.
Wonder if they'll use the same guys on the soundtrack that they did last time.
Oh, my gosh. You say whatever you want about the movie. The soundtrack for Space Jam is the mountain.
This is trash.
Well, the guy's trash. This song rails. What other songs were on that soundtrack, Hawk?
I'd rather get Pete on than listen to this.
Well, you know
call
what?
Dwight.
If that's true, I'll be right over.
Yeah.
They're going to produce this, I guess, this offseason, the 2019 offseason. And they said it's not a true sequel. Even though it's Space Jam 2, it's going to have its own storyline, I guess. So it's not...
So the Monstars won't be back?
Well, maybe, but it's not going to be a sequel. So it's not like LeBron James is pretending to be Michael Jordan's son or something.
Sure.
It's a standalone movie that just happens to be Space Jam 2.
Well, he's going to be a better actor than MJ was. That's not hard to top.
Hey.
It's a pretty low bar.
Yeah. This will be perfect because Mac will be like perfectly of age to get into Space Jam. So
don't sass me, Burgess.
Rosen's into chicks that are of age.
Yeah, which is good.
Wolves at Knicks tonight, 6:30. The Wolves are 6-point favorites, and I did not know this, but do you remember the Knicks won some garbage game right before the break when they had that super long losing streak? That was on the road, I guess. So they have 17 straight home losses. That is the third longest home losing streak in NBA history.
That's awful.
Well said.
Yeah, thanks, Ron.
Do we have a line for tonight? Did you look that up?
I'm not interested.
I'm not
interested.
What's the line?
6.
Okay.
I'm not interested.
Hawk, do you want to take the Knicks?
I'm not interested.
The Wolves are at the Knicks tonight at 6:30. The Wolves are 6-point favorites. The Knicks have lost 17 straight home games. That is the third longest losing streak in NBA history.
I'm sorry.
The 2024 Olympics have announced that breakdancing, skateboarding, climbing, and surfing are in. Out. Baseball, karate, and squash.
Space. Do they allow pro athletes in the Olympics?
Also, Space Jam 2 with LeBron is going to be released July 16th, 2021. The Minnesota Wild won 4-1 over the Rangers. Goals by Spurgeon, Granlund, Parisi, and an empty netter by Greenway. Up next,
you're
at
welcome,
Detroit
Steve.
Tonight, Fan 6:30. The NBA formally proposed changing the draft age back to 18. That has to be agreed upon by the Players Union and the NBA. And also, number 7, Michigan beat the Gophers 69-60. Jordan Poole at 22 points. He's not married to Chelsea Peretti. Gophers have 4 regular season games left in the Big Ten, at Rutgers, at Northwestern, home against Purdue, and at number 24, Maryland. The Wolves are at the Knicks tonight at 6:30. They are 6-point favorites. But I waited
there forever and nobody yep! even looked
up. No Creasel today. We got prizes when we play before and after. Do we have anything to give away?
Let me check. I'll know when we come out of this break. How about that?
That works.
And I got stuff in my desk you wouldn't believe anyway.
Yeah, like a rotted potato.
That's
you
on
still
my desk.
Have that?
Hell yeah, man. You should see it. It's kind of stopped like existing now.
Well, I don't think it's going to change. I think it has it's reached its potential,
yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. Sad.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
iHeartRadio, music you should know, featuring Bahamas, All the Time.
I got all the time in the world. Don't you want some of that?
Good morning, everybody. I don't know what this is. I tried to play Bad Flower, and I hit Bahamas instead.
This is terrible.
I kind of like it. Maybe I'll just start playing bands I've never heard of today, and we'll decide if we like it or not. What do we think of this so far? This ain't so bad.
It's not terrible.
Right. I don't know what the hell it is. It's called Bahamas, and it's a song called All the Time.
It's like a slightly worse version of Borns.
Borns?
Borns, B-O-R-N-S.
I saw their legacy, but I don't know.
That's good. I mean, I don't know. It's all right.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, yeah, here's Borns. What's the name of the song?
Electric Love is a banger.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a
yeah.
great song.
Electric Love shreds.
Literally, I've never heard of this.
Big alt song.
We've played it on the show before, but you probably had it in one ear and out the other.
No, they fired me. Shocking. Want to know why? Lack of effort.
Well, at least we got the Christmas show.
No, they deleted that.
Nope, said we mailed it in. And they were right.
They were so right.
Yeah. Well, they had other shows do like six shows.
And
so
you know
they
what I say to
us.
Them about that? A dinner is served. Yeah.
Other shows prepped by doing Christmas trivia.
All right, here's the question. Call cool108.com or whatever the hell the number is.
Website.
What holiday falls between December 24th and December 26th? Give us a call to win tickets to Jingle Ball.
What? I mean, Christmas? I don't know.
Pogsy's B-Day.
Call in blank the snowman.
Right.
Blank the snowman.
Call in yeah. blank.
It's also blank a snowman for $20.
Nah, that's Scene Bear. Whoops.
Boy, that'd be cold.
This song shreds.
See, blank I never know what you're going to like.
Santa?
I never know what you're going to like.
This is a great song. That's because it's got like a weird.
This sounds like the kind of song that would be on like Inside Anthropology. American Eagle or something when you're shopping at the mall.
Where did Hockey get his purse? Wet Seal?
Claire's.
It was Deb.
You smell like a Wet Seal.
Yeah, he stopped shopping at Charlotte Russe, and that's why they went out of business.
That's right, I did.
Like they shut down nationwide because Chris pulled back.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you dumb sons of bitches.
Yes, Chris?
I'm super excited. I can't remember. I know that AJ did, but I can't remember if you did. I don't think you did. Haunting a Hill House?
No, my wife did.
Oh, so you liked it. You watched it?
Yeah, we've watched it. We both
I can't remember. Okay, yes. Yeah, that's right. We talked about it.
Yeah, they're doing a second season. Here's the cool thing. Here's the cool thing. It's called The Haunting of Bly Manor. The story of the Crane family is completely done. This is going to be a completely different family.
Okay, I'm cool with that then, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I loved The Haunting of Hill House.
It surprised me.
Hill House.
Like,
right.
There's a creep factor to it. Don't get me wrong there.
Yeah.
But once you get past that, like, the story's really good. The way it ended just caught me completely off guard.
Corey, you would really like that show. I wish you would listen to me.
I'm familiar with the Crane family, both Ichabod and Frasier.
Sure,
they're both two of my favorites.
Yeah, right.
They're in it.
And they're both dead. They're ghosts.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw it out of the corner of my eye when I was working while my wife was watching it, and it seemed okay, but obviously I wasn't really paying attention. She said it was good. She didn't love it, but she thought it was good. She liked it.
I thought it was really good.
Damn, did I love it.
Hey, for those of us that have seen Russian Doll, if you had to vote, would you want a second season or would you want to leave it alone?
Well, they're doing a second season.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh.
They already announced that?
Yeah, they are.
Damn it. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, they are.
Because I would have voted to leave it. I would have said that's enough.
You know what? That's a good.
Especially based on the end.
I don't want to rush to judgment on it. I got to think about
this. Yeah, and again, maybe the second season will blow me away and I'll go, this was so badass. I'm so glad they brought it back. But just conceptually, once in a while, I know it's a money grab and I know it's a hit. And Netflix has $1 billion to waste, as Mr. Z will tell us at 8. But sometimes I wish they would just say, we just put out A-plus material. Let's just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Let's not go for the money grab.
Right.
And do it just to do it.
I haven't done this with maybe a show or a movie for a very long time, if ever, but I've done seriously deep dives into the internet, reading people's explanations of that show, which means I like it, number one. And number two, there's a lot of things to think about. And one of the most fascinating ones I read is that, do you remember that there's a little bit about it where she's a video game maker? She's a coder. Do you remember that? She goes
to work. I'm two episodes in. That's at the very first episode.
Yeah, right.
She had that meeting, right, that she had to fix the bug
One of the fan theories, which is pretty interesting, is that they're stuck in a video game. They're video game characters.
That they're basically glitches.
They're glitches.
That's sweet.
They're glitching. Yeah.
So you die and you go, or you die and you go back to the beginning.
Which is why
you fix the glitch.
Which is why the whole thing is a 4-hour Black Mirror episode.
That's true.
I mean, it really is.
You're right.
It's just a 4-hour Black Mirror episode of just Twilight Zone nonsense.
Yeah.
But man, is it fun.
It's really good.
It is good. The stairs bit that you told me, I can't believe I missed that.
I know.
Number one, it made me mad that I missed it.
I love
it. But it's just genius. Or even the stuff on the street, right? The hole in the street that she keeps falling into.
I know.
Why would you ever fall into that? You would see that.
Yeah.
Well,
what are you doing?
We have an explanation.
Now we know why. Yeah.
God, that show's good.
Just leave it alone.
Finish it so I can get in the loop.
Oh, dude, you got, yeah, make sure you text me when you do, because yeah, we can talk about it. And I wish somebody would watch documentary now.
I will when it's free.
Hell, you know, here's what I'll do. You know what? And I know what I'm going to say. I know the answer to it. I know what I'm going to say, and I know your answer. I'm going to give you $5 to buy the some bitch. You still won't do it, will you?
Well, no, I'm not going to take your money to buy TV.
And you won't do it just on principle, will you?
Well, I don't want to take your money to buy television shows.
I'll take your money.
If I really, really wanted to see it, which I do, first I'm going to wait till it's free, but I would just buy it. But then on principle, I don't want to buy it.
I'm going to tell you this.
I'm stuck in a vortex.
And I mean this completely. And I don't know his filmography enough to be sure of this, but I feel pretty confident in saying it. This is the best thing Owen Wilson has done since Wedding Crashers. That's how good he is in this. Mm. And it's a damn television show.
Yeah, I saw the list of stars for season 3 of Documentary Now. It's gigantic.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, a lot of people that are jumping on.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of friends of those three, obviously.
Yeah.
Chris, you must not have seen Night at the Museum 3 yet.
I did. I liked it. But this is great.
Oh.
This is great.
I'll have to give it a whirl.
Yeah, you will.
I like saying that. People are like, you should watch this. I like going, I'll give it a whirl.
I forgot to play this for you guys yesterday. I'm going to play you this now because I just love this.
Vanessa Glue talking about this, something called the Pooch Patch from a company with the same name. The product was featured on our morning show a while back.
The Pooch Patch is great because it's a natural, organic way to get your dog to go and do their business.
But when Vanessa canceled her order and couldn't get a refund, she expressed her views online. That bad review didn't go over well. Pooch Patch's president, by email, made some unusual remarks. In one email, the company tells her, looking a little chubs in that profile photo, she told the company she planned to report the replies to a government consumer agency. The response from Pooch Patch, ooh, so scared, chubby wubby. I reported you to Jenny Craig. Global News contacted Pooch Patch several times.
Pooch Patch, woof woof.
Its first response read, ha 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 ha, I'm dying. This is gold, pure gold.
If we had the, I'm so glad he emailed her back, because if we had the audio of him saying it, wouldn't be funny. But to hear a news guy
yeah,
go,
right, yeah. Ha 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 ha, I'm dying. This is gold, pure gold.
But and this one.
Ooh, so scared, chubby wubby.
That's so brilliant. Yeah.
I love that some internet troll started a company.
I know.
How right. great is that?
I know.
I mean, when you call yesterday. Yourself Pooch Patch,
right.
you're off oh, to I, a flying start.
Yeah.
I only was half listening because I'm like, who? I couldn't stop thinking who would even name it that.
Yeah.
That I didn't even truly hear what it was because I was half paying attention. I went full blown meat sauce.
It's on okay it. Sometimes.
Ooh, so scared, chubby wubby.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and yeah, that's super childish.
Oh yeah,
adults who call someone chubby wubby.
I called Jenny Craig.
That's brilliant.
Jenny Craig.
That's brilliant. Mean but brilliant.
Is Jenny Craig still a thing?
Oh sure. Sure.
Yeah. Is it a successful big gigantic deal. Thing or is it fading?
I think so. I think they still have their frozen dinners.
Yeah, I think
they
like rebranded and all that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still happening. Yeah.
Hmm. Remember Jenny Jones? The talk show host?
No. Yes.
From the 90s?
Yeah, yeah.
The decade, not the nightclub.
Is that the one Star was on?
No, he was on Sally Jesse Raphael.
Okay.
Because of his van story, right?
Yeah, which is great.
That's Jenny Jones was a 90s talk show host, The Decade, not The Nightclub. And also, Jenny Jones trivia, because I know too much about random garbage. She was also, at one point, a contestant on Press Your Luck, and I've seen that episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Before she was famous.
Before she was famous.
No kidding.
Oh. Huh. I watched a lot of Jenny Jones in the 90s. Yeah, again, The Decade, not The Nightclub.
Right. Oh. Can I play you audio from a lady... Just because I love her accent.
Yeah. Chubby wubby.
This is a lady in Louisiana. Her neighbor has a llama.
Is she hot?
I don't know. I doubt
Probably.
It. But the lady with the llama shot the llama. Now, I don't know why.
She shot her own llama?
Why would you shoot
a
llama?
Ahead.
I don't know why, but I do love her
Teenager
neighbor's
ham.
Voice. Listen to this lady's voice.
Then we would always see the llama outside eating grass. I mean, it was pretty tall. It was almost my height. Good size, nice llama. I mean, it was a gentle pet, but we wouldn't get close to it. So it was a pretty animal. It was gorgeous. I wouldn't think there was cruel to animals like that. I mean, she was a nice lady. Just don't know what's going to go on in the neighborhood. I mean, they shooting llamas.
He's just outside eating grass.
Then we would always see the llama outside eating grass.
I love that accent.
Yeah, I love same. It, man. Louisiana. Yeah.
I like that she's concerned that the slippery slope of the neighborhood is now occurring because one llama was shot.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest,
God,
though.
This neighborhood's going to hell.
What is it? Is it Labia and Johnson, your neighbors? What are
Labia
their names?
And okay, Johnson. Not Labia and Johnson. Their names are Scooter and Fellatio.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, that's better.
Who would name their child Labia?
Who would name their kid Fellatio?
French right. people?
Scooter and Fellatio.
Anyway.
What are their names? Labia and Johnson?
Where did Scooter and Fellatio come from?
If Scooter shot a llama, you'd be a little freaked out, wouldn't you? Would you go?
No, that
I
actually...
I see the llama outside eating grass.
Corey?
No, that actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Nice llama.
I could see him doing that.
If somebody shot a llama, you'd be okay with that.
If he shot a llama, would you go,
dinner is served.
Let me run another...
I would love if Scooter came over and shot my two guinea pigs.
Just like Hockey's best thing in life is he's gotten rid of all his cats.
Yeah, and he didn't shoot it. Well, he kind of did. His gun just took the shape of an open door.
Wow.
Run, Shadow, run. .com/radio.
My stupid ass dog with the twisted lady parts.
Yeah.
You know, we have 19 feet of snow in our front yard like everybody else in Minnesota right now,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
So, snow blow the driveway, snow blow the little path to the driveway. And dumbass me realized about a day ago, I'm like, oh, crap, I didn't snow blow a spot for her. So she's crapping all over the driveway, the path that the whole neighborhood uses, and my path up to my house. I'm like, great, where can I walk now? There's no place to walk. So I'm like, all right, great, I got to deal with that. But also, let's snow blow her a path into the grass right off the bottom of the stairs so she can go straight down the stairs, right down this path. She can do her stuff there, and no one has to walk on it. So I spent a handful of minutes the other day snow blowing this awesome kind of cool tunnel path right into this giant crop circle. She just goes in the driveway.
Of course she does.
Two things. Even if I made a sign for her, she can't read. So I can't point an arrow going zero, go this way. So she has two choices when she comes to the bottom of the stairs. Go left where I snow blowed her crop circle to go crap on or go to the driveway. She's about 10 for 10 to go on the driveway. She doesn't care.
Does she look at you and go,
go to hell?
Yeah. Does she look at you and go, dinner is served?
And that stupid-ass dog and her twisted lady parts, every day, squats down, pees on her back left foot. And, of course, it freezes because it's ice cold. During the polar vortex, when it was, you know, a bazillion degrees, like, I was convinced she was going to come in with basically a yellow frozen boot.
Right.
She pees all over her foot every time because her lady parts are at like 3 and 8.
They've changed.
Or like 2 and 8 because they're supposed to be at 12 and 6. Paul, and it's probably been a while since you've seen one, but they're supposed to be straight up and down.
I saw one. 2014.
Yeah, it was Muppets. My point is they're supposed to be vertical.
Not hers.
No.
We had to, Emmett is about 5x0 size, if not more.
Oh, more than that.
We had to do the same thing because the snow was too deep. We just built a path.
Yeah.
Because I watched out the window as he squatted to take a dump, and every time his
anal?
Yep.
His butt cheek
touched the snow, he'd lift it up because it would get cold.
Like, of course.
It hits the spot, and he'd lift it up, and he couldn't go to the bathroom, and we made him a path. So I snowblowed the backyard inside the fence, and realized about... 2 minutes into it that I was chucking poopsicles into the neighbor's yard with the snowblower. I had to go fish those
I take Muppet out on a groomed, warmed level on the sixth floor
with blood all
good
over the
for
floor.
You,
yeah, that's cleaned up. And one guy saw me and said, quit making our apartment building sound like a murder scene. I said, tell your dog to stop having its period.
Gross!
He moved out.
Oh my God, that never happened, right?
Yeah, that happened, yeah.
Man, your apartment building's got some high-end tail, huh? I mean, it's dog tail, but still.
I saw that hot lady again.
Yeah, did you say hi to her?
No, she was on the elliptical.
You didn't
not
play the
elliptical.
Hits?
The what's the bike thing?
Like a bicycle?
Peloton.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
No, I was walking the dog out. She was working out. I waved.
Aw.
She waved back.
Did you give the meat sauce wave?
No, I went. Like, I had my hat on backwards. I look like a total badass.
Did you walk up to her and go,
dinner is served?
Did you, did you show her your dog's hot vagina?
No, that's your dog.
No, mine's like a backslash.
No, he saw the hot woman on the Peloton, then he went upstairs and said,
"Oh, virgin sock, ooh la la."
This show is so dumb. All right, wild news is next, and what really matters after this on the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
You're listening to The Fan.
It's time for Wild News, presented by Captain Morgan.
Hey, thanks, Captain Morgan.
Hey, can I play the audio of the big win last night?
Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
It was broken up in the slot and cleared back inside the Minnesota line, but Minnesota has snapped that five-game losing skid. Oh. They've beaten the Rangers tonight by a score of 4-1.
Yeah, 4-1. They beat the Rangers 4-1 thanks to goals by Spurgeon, Granlund, Parisi, and Greenway. New Wild member Ryan Donato had two assists. Also two assists for Eric Staal. And on the Parisi goal, Staal and everybody else basically thought that Staal got away with the maybe worst trip in NHL history. But it wasn't whistled and Parisi's goal counted.
Aww. Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Donato had almost 17 minutes of ice time up next at Detroit tonight on The Fan at 6:30. Then they host the red-hot St. Louis Blues on Sunday. Also right here on The Fan.
It's turned around. We're marching to the Stanley Cup now.
I mean, they won one.
You heard what I said.
Yeah, they won one, Hogs.
Yeah, we'll take it, though. And that was Wild News, presented by Captain Morgan.
Hey, thanks, Captain!
Now it's time for What Really Matters.
What Really Matters, brought to you by Chris Lindahl Real Estate, home of the Guaranteed Offer.
I read scores and stats around the world of sports, and in between, Chris Hockey changes your life with something else that has nothing to do with professional or amateur athletics.
You're right.
The Minnesota Timberwolves are back at, in action after about a week and change off. The All-Star break in the rearview mirror. They're at the New York Knickerbockers tonight at 6:30. Over-under is 220. The Wolves are six-point favorites. The Knicks have lost 17 straight home games. What really matters is this.
You're right. Candy corn. Blech. Original.
Ish.
Love it.
I like
you
it too.
Do?
Yep. Yeah.
My wife, it's just sugar.
Candy corn's terrible.
My wife is all about You're putting terrible. Candy corn with peanuts.
Well, I am terrible. That's good.
I'm sorry, with what?
That's good.
Peanuts.
Oh.
In like a bowl, and I guess it's like a salted nut roll kind of thing.
That is good. Yeah, if it's with peanuts, it's great. Yeah. You have tried that, Corey.
Sure.
What's our Chris Glenn?
Got an allergy.
It was originally made in the 1880s, and its original name was chicken feed, which makes sense to me.
Right, because it's shaped more like chicken feed, I guess, kind of.
Well, and chicken feed is corn.
Are you saying chicken feet or feed?
Feed. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess it's kind of shaped like corn, too, right?
That's what it is.
That's what it's supposed to be, a kernel. Right.
Yeah, I guess.
It's supposed to be a kernel of corn. Kernel of corn.
Like, if you were to pull a corn kernel out.
All the way out.
All the way out, like you would pull a tooth. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Sauce, you don't like it, huh? It's just all sugar.
Man, I'm like not a fan. It's too waxy.
That's why I like the wax.
The pumpkins are even worse. Ish.
Gross. Yeah, those are gross, too. I'll eat them, though, if I'm hungry.
Can I tell you guys something that's going to be controversial real quick?
Sure. Yeah.
Speaking of candy. I think that they've changed the recipe of Reese Cups. They're not as good anymore.
What?
Yeah.
I think you're imagining things.
Maybe I am. But
I had one this week. It tasted identical, and it was incredible.
No kidding. Man, I had one this week, too.
So I
don't think it's
so good.
I believe this has come up before. Your favorite form of Reese,
the regular Reese, cup.
I mean, it's peanut butter.
It's a cup.
It's a cup.
No, yeah. But there's a difference between the mini ones and the bigger ones.
The standard the chocolate, size. The peanut butter.
There's a little
ratio.
More oil.
Yeah.
There's a little more oil to the tinfoil wrapped ones.
Yeah. Oil.
The standard one is the right answer.
Yeah, the regular one. Yeah.
I am a fan of the shape ones, more so the pumpkins and the hearts and.
Whatever the ratio is, I like those better than I like.
Well, yeah, peanut butter
is an acceptable answer too.
They're all good. Maybe I just got a bad one the other day, but man, I was like, boy, oh,
you can get a bad one where the chocolate is kind of old.
That's right.
So if it's like, I discovered, it's actually in my desk right now, a bag of Halloween candy that we hid from Mac that we sifted out of his gigantic haul that he got on Halloween.
Where in the hell is it?
It's in my desk. A day ago, I discovered it. But that's the bit. If you open up a Reese cup out of there from October of, you know, it's not that long ago, you're not going to get sick. It's not going to be gross, but it's not going to be as good.
Hmm. Challenge accepted.
Maybe that's it. I'll eat that some bitch if you go get it.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Why are you still sitting there?
Because I want to hear what really matters.
Number 7, Michigan, 69-60 over the Golden Gophers of Anaheim. The Gophers 7-9 now in the Big Ten. What really matters is this.
You think they'll make the playoffs?
It's going to be very close.
What do we call it?
Before last night's game, I believe Joe Lunardi had him as an 11 seed. He had him in. But the way that the
automatic bids work, an 11 seed's kind of a bubble. Like,
oh, it's definitely a bubble.
Like you're barely in.
Barely in, for sure.
At least you're in.
Hey. Yeah,
not when you blow it for one game.
Yeah, not when you blow it, Paul.
Yeah. If you're barely in.
And you blow it.
Yeah, well,
then was it even worth getting in?
Not for her.
Wow, but who cares how she feels?
Well.
What do you mean she? I'm talking about the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, and what do you mean she anyway?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
What really matters is this.
A Michelin-starred restaurant in Spain remains shuttered as investigators await autopsy results of a 46-year-old woman.
Was she hot?
Now she's cold.
Jeez.
What was the first part of that sentence that you just said?
A Michelin-starred. So you know how, like, that's 4 stars Michelin rating means you're one of the best restaurants in the world?
I thought you meant it was like a tire-themed restaurant.
That's what I thought, too, yeah.
No, it's a different thing, though.
I didn't think that, actually.
Yeah, you know, it's okay. Tire
themed restaurant. Yeah.
When you said tire, I was on the same page as you.
No, but I thought he said Michelin. I thought maybe.
He did say Michelin. Hold that thought, because when he's done with his story, I want to go back to your idea of what a tire themed restaurant would entail. Chris, continue.
Yeah, thank you. She's a 46-year-old woman who died after eating a mushroom dish. And they think the
careful.
Yeah, be very careful.
Nearly 20 others, including the victim's husband and son, also got food poisoning, but apparently they were poison mushrooms.
Mm.
Yeah. And she dead.
That sucks.
Okay, let's hear more now.
Tire-themed restaurant.
Let's hear about this.
So, Sauce, you open up a tire-themed restaurant. How would that work?
Well, first you'd have car sounds playing. And you'd have a lot of checkered flags on the walls.
Car sounds such as
meow, 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 meow.
It's like mouth guitar guy doing Jimi Hendrix.
Right. Saber fight.
And then you'd have, instead of, like, remember back at the old McDonald's when they had the cheeseburgers for the seats?
The guy who had the farm?
Sure.
Yeah, now you have tires
the
for
stools?
Seats.
Yeah.
So everybody's sitting on tires.
Tires laying this way. You don't sit on a tire laying this
could.
Way. But, yeah, just tire-themed. Michelin man stands in front and says, you know, right this way.
It's like
way,
the happy chef yourself. Outside the building.
Yeah, so there's a guy, full Michelin man costume as a greeter, and he seats you. So this isn't a quick-serve restaurant. This is a full sit-down restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, it's a nice place.
It's a nice place.
Yeah, right?
A classy place. Yeah. There's a maitre d'.
What's the Michelin
right lighting? This way. Have a seat here on this tire that's laid this way, not this way.
Yeah.
This is radio.
It's okay.
And then what's on the menu?
Tires in a blanket, which is their version of pigs in a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
They have,
Here, as you're telling me the menu, pretend you're the waiter, right? You tell me the specials,
the specials
of the day.
Yeah.
Good idea.
And I'll help with the ambiance. Go ahead.
Okay. Would you like... Welcome to Michelin. We have tread fries. We have...
Wait, what are tread fries?
Four-wheel drive pancakes. We have...
The customer asked you a question, sir.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, what a tread fries.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, Captain Hockey.
You're in
Everybody's
training.
A captain at the restaurant.
And don't forget, I'm not even wearing a costume, but everybody knows I'm the Michelin man because of my side fat.
Yeah, PA is also he's the guy that goes around to make sure everybody's okay.
Yeah, PA's rock hard.
Like a rock. Great point. Right, Hogs?
Grab that side fat at that Michelin restaurant.
Dinner is served.
Oh, he'd be so horny around the Michelin man.
He makes so many sides to grab.
Dinner is served.
Oh, hold on.
Gray round and ready to pound.
Are there reservations available, Paul?
No.
No, nobody goes there. Went out of business already.
Aww.
It would be cool if the cooks handed the food to the servers through tires.
No.
Like, that's, you know, yeah. The out of the kitchen into that expo area before it hits the waiters and just through the tires.
Everyone's
like a car window.
Not a hoverboard, but the... Everybody thought they were hoverboards, and they all have Michelin tires on them.
This is a gigantic hoverboard.
The ones that start on fire?
Yeah, this idea is terrible. Not going to lie to you.
Did you really think it was a tire?
Will you make pyres?
I did. When he said Michelin, Indiana, the South, they have Hooters restaurants. Why wouldn't they have Michelin restaurants?
In France or Italy? Where was this?
I don't know. Was it in Italy?
I don't remember.
Hawk's tired of me.
Fan 5 is next. The 7 o'clock hour will include Mark Parrish. We'll see what he thought of Ryan Donato and the new-look Minnesota Wild. We'll play before and after in about 20 minutes. And then we'll play initials at 8:15. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan. Early.
Join me, Meat Sauce, at the 1029 Bar tonight in Minneapolis from 6:30 to 8:30. Watch the Wild, enjoy drink specials, and have a shot to win tickets to an upcoming Wild hockey game. KFN.com, keyword events.
See, you think I hate everything. I get chills every time you play this. Yeah. I love this song.
Me too, man.
And again, REM's version is one of my favorite songs. Especially in my youth. But this is a great cover. I like the tone change.
Me too.
This is great. Who is it?
Lacuna Coil.
Okay.
I wish she sang the whole song. That's the only thing I would say.
I agree.
Yeah. To keep up with you.
And I don't know if I can do it. Yeah, awesome. Oh no, I've
said too much. What if they had any other hits? Do you guys know?
I mean, I've heard of them before.
I've never heard of them before.
I don't think they had hits, but I think they've had underground success in the rock world for a while. Like a Seven Dust kind of a thing, even though Seven Dust had a couple of hits.
Yeah.
Late 90s, Black, which is a great song. Yeah, this chick can sing.
Yeah, this is great. I love this song. The original Wales as well.
She's pretty hot. They're a gothic metal band from Milan, Italy.
I've been there.
Ooh.
Yeah, they used to go to this tire restaurant in Milan.
They did? No kidding. Vroom, vroom. I thought that I heard you laughing. I thought that I heard you sing. I like her so much.
Yeah, she's pacing it differently. When Michael Stipe went lower, she goes higher.
Yeah.
Changes the whole vibe. It's great. Like Roxette, if they were gone.
Roxette Wales.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Roxette Shred.
Wales. Fly, will you play some Roxette, Hawk?
First verse is the best part, but still, yeah. I still do like the rest of the song.
Me too.
Yeah. Will you play some Roxette, Hogs?
Yes.
Thanks, babe. Love you.
Love you, too.
Oh. Corey, your phone.
I like this one better.
Is ringing. No! Oh, yeah. This song, Wales. This is a good smooching song.
What happened to those guys?
Oh. Yeah.
I whisper when I sing, I whisper when I sing, and I whisper when I sing.
Is that the name of the song?
Yeah.
Hold on tight, you know she's a little bit dangerous.
Oh, great song.
I didn't realize they had four hits.
Hey!
That's pretty good, man. Four hits is, that's a lot.
Listen to Your Heart, A+.
Yeah.
The Look.
Oh
yeah,
A plus. Joyride, A plus.
Oh, I don't know that one. That's not in the system.
That was a shredder.
But I think this, I like. It must have been love, but it's over now. The most. This is sweet. This is a freaking heartbreak of a song.
They have some banging songs.
I have definitely cried listening to this song.
Oh yeah,
Parrish, Roxette, your thoughts?
Oh good lord, take me back to junior high school.
Right,
you're old.
Wow.
Isn't he like 3 years?
Good morning.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's like 2 years old.
Hi, Barry.
Hi, guys. How are we doing?
Hi, Mark.
Hi, oh,
hi, Mark.
How you doing, buddy?
Are you mad at me?
Never. Okay, why would I be mad at you?
No.
I didn't respond to his text the other day, and I feel bad about it.
Oh. Don't ever do it again.
I know. See? Sarah responded, though.
The right person responded,
yeah, because you know I don't know the answer to the question.
I don't know that anybody in this Power Trip group can get mad at anybody for not responding to a text message.
I always respond, though, most of the time. I'm always on my phone.
I'm always napping, so I'm not super quick to get back.
Ooh, hey, Cor.
Hey, that's my
must have been us.
That's not what she says.
Doesn't she say
it must have been us, no, but it's over now?
The song's called It Must Have Been Love.
It's just me being dumb. I swear to God, it must have been us. I always thought that's what she said, but it's over now.
That's because you're an idiot.
But that makes sense, though. It must have been us, but it's over now.
It must have been us.
You didn't know the name of the song was It Must Have Been Love?
No.
Because the Us Shack is a little low place where...
B-52s are the worst band of all time.
What?
Yeah, Rock Lobster sucks.
Oh. I like that band.
There's a lot of bad bands.
Awful. They're the worst band of all time.
Hey, Rock Lobster.
I like them.
Thanks, weird Bob Dylan.
Right. Well played.
Hey, who does Enjoy the Silence?
Depeche Mode?
Yeah, Depeche Mode.
Apparently, Lacuna Coil did a cover of it.
Well, we got to hear that.
I'm downloading it right now.
Enjoy the Silence is top 10 song for me all time.
Really?
Legitimately, for sure. It's my favorite Depeche Mode song, and I love Depeche Mode.
And they played it at your other job a lot.
All the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Again, watch this on YouTube. Yes. Watch Depeche Mode play this anywhere in Europe in front of like 9 billion people, and everybody's singing it. It's the coolest. So this is their version?
No, this is a band called Failure, which I don't think went anywhere, strangely enough.
Brilliant. Well played, Hawk.
This is a death cab for Cutie, did Depeche Mode.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Words like violence break the silence.
Yeah, okay, screw
no.
that.
No.
Yeah, let's go back to...
You're a Depeche Mode fan, right, Perry?
They're okay. They're not one of my favorites.
That's where I feel. That's where I'm at. Man. That's where I'm at on it, too.
My favorite 80s band.
John Justice down the hall is, like, obsessed with Depeche Mode. I think he has a Depeche Mode podcast.
Yeah.
I think it's his favorite band.
Super fan. Wow.
He's a NASCAR guy, too.
He's a NASCAR guy. He's Star a Star Wars guy.
I'm sorry. He's a NASCAR guy. Not ASCAR. Please stop cussing.
He has a Depeche Mode podcast, I believe.
What?
If not a website as well.
He's a gigantic...
Depeche Mode, is that what we call him, Paul?
That's what Paul calls him, yeah.
Smitty.
Yeah.
Gigantic.
I listened to so much Depeche Mode in the 90s. Again, the nightclub. The decade, not the nightclub. Strange Love.
Oh, yeah.
Policy of Truth.
Sweetest Perfection. great song.
Thank you.
That's what they called your crank.
And by the way, for some reason, we're not being heard in Duluth this morning. I wonder what's going on.
I don't blame them.
Just Duluth?
Well, screw them.
Yeah, just Duluth.
Yeah, that's their problem.
Wow. Yeah, get your ass together, Duluth.
Are we being heard in Mankato?
Hell yeah, we are. Mankato rocks.
Aren't you doing stand-up in about a week?
Week from today, yeah. Mankato Ballroom.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Really, I love Mankato, man.
Same. I can't wait.
Let's do fan five.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I got to do before and after that, just for
oh, yeah, my turn?
Fun.
Will yeah, you play turn. Some rock set while I'm doing it?
Start with Depeche Mode.
Start with Depeche Mode. And besides that, we got this.
It's time for Fan 5, brought to you by Garage Solutions Minneapolis.
And my friends at GarageSolutionsMinneapolis.com. It's easy when the .com is just at the end of the name of the company, right? GarageSolutionsMinneapolis.com. Boom. Paul.
The Wild won 4-1 over the Rangers. They snapped their 5-game winless streak. Goals by Granlund, Greenway, Parisi, and Spurgeon. The Wild take on the Red Wings tonight in Detroit. Game time is 6:30. The Golden Gopher men lost 69-60 to the number 7 Wolverines. The Gophers are now 7-9 in the Big Ten and take on Rutgers on Sunday. The Golden Gopher ladies, they also lost 71-69 to Maryland, who scored the last 9 points and won on a last-second layup. The Wolves are back in action tonight, New York City. They take on the Knicks. Game time for that, 6:30. Twins pitchers and catchers are still playing catch in Florida, and they have a game tomorrow versus Baltimore.
How long are you going to talk?
Parrish, we had you on yesterday to talk about the Charlie Coyle trade. We saw that thing play out last night because new member Ryan Donato had a couple of assists. Worked hard, right? It looked like he had a lot of hustle last night. And I saw Ryan Carter tweet about it. I heard and saw Wes Walls on the post game talking about it, that when you have an empty net and you're grinding like Donato was on that empty net shift, you could just see it in his eyes. He wasn't looking necessarily to score. It looked like he was trying to just get it to one of his teammates so they could bury it.
Yeah.
And they both commented, that's how you make fast friends on a new team, is hand somebody an empty netter.
Yeah, it shows your selflessness when you do something like that, obviously. And he just coming in and contributing with the two assists, obviously, is something that you really want to do. You want to come in as soon as the team trades for you, contribute, hopefully get a win. So everything kind of played out very well for Ryan last night. And yeah, you all right?
Yeah. He just dropped his phone. He's okay.
You okay?
And
emotionally, maybe not, though. That's his baby.
Yeah, no, that's one of the more unselfish plays you can make in hockey, is passing on an empty net.
Right on. Also on Parisi's goal, looks like Stahl got away with one, and everybody was saying that's maybe the worst trip in NHL history that did not get called.
Yeah, there's every now and then those come across your career, but they don't happen very often. It was kind of funny. You can almost see everybody stop and no pun intended, but almost kind of stall a little bit. And
expecting the whistle.
Expecting the whistle.
It's funny when the player, the guilty party, does that. Like,
yeah.
I know, I just did that.
Just throw your hands up in the air. Okay, expect to see an arm up. And nope, never mind.
Yeah, Parisi said he almost stopped. Yeah. He said that in the post game with Gorg, that he almost just was like, whoa, we're still going? Might as well try to put this in. That works.
Nothing tells a ref like they missed call when everybody goes to stops and he doesn't raise his arm.
So trade deadline's Monday, right?
Yep.
Monday. What's your gut?
It's great.
I don't know. I don't think Minnesota's done yet. But I think there still could maybe be a trade or two.
Tweaks or something big?
I don't think anything huge, but maybe a little tweak.
Hmm.
But then again, they played awfully well last night and Dubnyk looked spectacular again. So Paul's got a couple more games to look at.
Hmm. Is it a situation where, like, your first game with the new team, you play your ass off and then you go back to being you?
No, you hopefully can continue it on for the rest of the season and on into your career that team.
Right.
You want to keep contributing.
But I mean, you've seen that happen before, right?
Yes.
He's about 22 years old, give or take, something like that,
yep,
right?
22, so, yep.
You got 4 years younger, you got cheaper, you got upside, so... Right, maybe it's not necessarily a knock against Coyle. It's just more, let's just try something else.
Yeah, no, and
let's break up Zucker's bromance.
Yeah, exactly. That's always what GMs want to do, is break their players' hearts. That's goal number one. Look at Boston. They were looking for a third-line centerman, a big grinding forward, and that's what Coyle brings to the table.
I saw the story yesterday, too, that Donato has always worn number 16 basically his entire life, and that's taken here.
oh, by Jason. No.
Yeah, that happens. You got to get a little creative. Had the 21 in Florida, then I had to get, I went to 27 in New York, and then 37.
37's a great number.
Picked it because my dad wore number 3, or my dad wore number 7, and my brother wore number 3.
21, aww. 27, 37?
Yeah.
Only if she's 5'3". Those are disgusting dimensions, by the way.
Is it?
21, yeah. 27, 37? What is she, a pyramid?
Woodhog?
Of course.
I like what I like. Now.
You guys want to play a game?
Love to.
Love to.
And now, it's time to play Before and After.
Chris, what can our listeners win?
A grab bag of crap out of my desk.
Oh,
it's going to be awesome, man. I got t-shirts, I got hats, I got DVDs. You name it, I got it now.
How come PA and Common and Barrero get to give away trips to Las Vegas and all these cool things and big prizes, and Ryan Donaldson doesn't give us S?
I don't know.
We never have anything to give away.
I don't know.
We're the ones who got quoted the most in the City Pages article.
No.
We were the ones that they wrote about first, right?
Yeah.
We were the first ones in the article. They started talking about the success of the power trip.
Who didn't they write about enough?
Common. He bitched about it.
Oh, wow.
But we don't get prizes, apparently. Anyway, before and after works like this. I have 10 before and after items and a listener only 11th, potentially. But how it works is, it's kind of like the before and after category on Wheel of Fortune, and by kind of, I mean exactly. There's a couple of phrases that are combined in the middle with a combining word, and there's a clue. A computer voice reads a clue, and basically the clue could read something like, a former Colts wide receiver who went on to be Indiana Jones. Your brain has to say, well, Marvin Harrison was a Colts wide receiver. Harrison Ford was Indiana Jones. So the right answer is Marvin Harrison Ford. Marvin Harrison Ford. The way the listeners get involved is the whole room gets to play. If you guys get shut out, then the listeners can call 651-989-5326 or 1-800-320-5326. And if they're the first caller in, when you guys get stumped, you win that grab bag of stuff because Donaldson won't give us prizes. If you guys go 10 for 10 in the listeners' battle in a listeners' only 11th.
Donaldson died. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Good. Can we get Ellie or Tim back?
Ellie's dead as well.
Can we get Tim back?
Yeah, I'd love to have Tim back. He's way better than Ellie.
I like Tim.
I'd love Tim.
I like wish he'd bring me a pizza.
I didn't really care for any of them, to be honest with you.
You don't care about anybody.
Pizza'd be good.
Oh, how much did you pay for a pizza?
I like Mark. Yeah. Mark's nice.
Oh, hi, Mattard.
Hey.
Are you guys ready or what?
Yeah!
Let's do this.
Paul, what's the other trick to this game?
Only ring in when you know the answer.
Only ring in when you have an answer immediately. Yes, here we go. Before and after. Number one.
Number one. Mr. Big Chest wears this during sex if you're ugly.
Paul.
Yep.
Antonio Brown bag.
That's right.
That brown paper bag, brown bag. That works. Yep.
Mr. Antonio, Big Chest?
He's calling himself that now. Yeah. He on Instagram says that he's Mr. Big Chest.
That is one of the worst self-proclaimed nicknames I've ever
Big
heard.
Chest.
And even Ben said yesterday that he better be sarcastic, because Ben said he doesn't really even have that big of a chest anyway.
Isn't he like a thin rail?
Pretty much, yeah. So, Mr. Big Chest, Antonio Brown. Paul, well done.
Thanks, Ben.
Big Chest.
Paul, can I ask you a question that's going to sound condescending?
Yeah.
Has anybody ever made you wear a brown paper bag?
No, but I'm a female slump buster.
Oh, you're a female slump buster.
Yeah.
And you wear that proudly, correct?
Well, I don't care.
Yeah, good for you. Here we go. Number two.
Number two.
Mm-hmm.
Almost missed payroll and is a CBS drama that debuted in 2018. Number two. Huh. Almost missed payroll. And is a CBS drama that debuted in 2018.
Hawk, go.
Well, I don't know about CBS, but AAFL word?
Incorrect. Anybody else? Otherwise, we go to the phones.
Number two. Almost missed payroll. And is a CBS drama that debuted in 2018.
No one else?
No.
Let's
pretty good.
Go to the phones.
Wow.
Percent chance the first guy I click on just yells Barrero.
I hope.
Good morning. What's your name? Hello?
Ah!
That guy's gone. Good morning. What's your name?
Douglas.
Hi, Douglas.
Hi.
Do you know the answer?
I think so.
Go for it.
Is it AAFAM or AAFAM?
Incorrect. Incorrect.
Oh,
good morning. What's your name? Okay. I was going to make the same guess. Good morning. What's your name? Hi.
Turn your radio down, Todd Salad.
They're all hanging up, which means they don't know the answer.
Yeah,
I go to them and they're like, I don't know. See, Paul, only ring in when you know the answer.
I didn't. Hockey rang in.
Why would you dial? Why would you dial the fan number if you don't know the answer? Yes,
Paul. Hockey rang in. Didn't have the answer. You didn't go. God.
But I thought I did it though. I thought I knew it.
And then he realized he didn't.
I was wrong.
Good morning. What's your name?
Jay.
Jay, what's the answer?
AAFBI.
That's right.
AAFBI. That is the right answer.
It's not called the AAFL?
Huh. No, it's the AAF. Like Alien Ant Farm. AAF and FBI makes AAFBI. Stay on hold. You win a whole bunch of crap out of hockey's desk.
Oh, you're going to love the crap out of my desk, dude. Stay right there.
That guy called into a radio show and got to say seven letters. What's your name? Jay. What's the answer? AAFBI.
I guess it's six. You can't count. That's okay.
It's combined.
We're on number three, or as AJ calls it, number four. Here we go.
Number three. She's running for president, and he was a regulator.
Oh.
AJ.
Yep.
Elizabeth Warren G.
That's right.
Oh.
Come on, Pear Bear. Warm up for initials. You can
I'm right on all of
these. Where were you on that one?
I had no idea who was running for president.
I really hoped that was her name when I said it.
I had no clue.
I can help you. Pick a first name. Any first name you've ever heard in your life.
Paul.
Okay, now pick a last name.
Lambert.
That is somebody running for the Democratic nomination.
Yeah.
Here we go, number four.
Number four. She fell down a well in 1987 and was recently canceled by Netflix.
These are hard today.
Number four. She fell down a well in 1987. Oh. And was recently canceled by Netflix.
Baby Jessica, Jessica Jowers? Jessica Jowers?
Jessica Jowers?
If that's correct, it's Baby Jessica Jones?
That's right.
Jones. Son of a bitch.
Jowers.
Jowers.
I don't know. I must have went to high school with a girl named Jessica Jowers.
That may have been her nickname.
Jowels.
Number
Hang on, here we go.
Number five. A 1991 Metallica song is currently in its third season on HBO.
Hawk. AJ.
Oh, Hawk was first.
Sad but True Lies.
AJ.
Sad but True Detective.
Jessica Jowers. Jessica Jowers was in True Lies.
Yeah. With AAF blah, 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 blah. Fam.
You're ringing in a lot. None of these are right.
I know, but
Can't wait to see what these next five guesses are. Here's number six.
Number six. Vodka, coffee liqueur, and cream is a time-bending Netflix original.
Paul.
Mark.
Paul, go for it.
White Russian Doll.
That's right.
Ah.
Paris, you had that too, right?
Yeah,
I was right behind them both.
Dude.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
There's a beverage here, man.
It's a Caucasian, dude.
Yeah. White Russians are good.
Yeah.
Really they are.
Yeah,
I'm going to have nine of those tonight.
Cool.
Jesus.
Here is number seven.
Yeah. Number seven. This game show host is Two-Face.
Excuse me?
Number seven. This game show host is Two-Face.
AJ. Yep.
Steve Harvey Dent.
That's right.
Good one. Number eight.
Number eight. Seattle guitarist whose dad plays hockey. Number eight. Seattle guitarist whose dad plays hockey.
Hawk, go for it.
Hendrix Zucker. Jimi Hendrix Zucker.
That's right.
Son of a bitch! Yeah,
your brain is not working today.
What is wrong with me today?
Hendrix Zucker is just the back part. Jimmy Hendrix Zucker.
I was panicking because I couldn't remember Jason and Carla's last name. I'm turning my mic off.
Jessica Jowers Zucker. Number nine.
Number nine. They sang Epic and Falling to Pieces, and Bruce Dickinson needed this to cure his fever.
Paul.
Yep.
Faith No More Cowbell.
That's right.
Good one.
That was really good.
Thank you.
Number 10.
He's happy he didn't get tagged again, and the girl is poison. Number 10. He's happy he didn't get tagged again.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell Biv DeVoe.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Le'Veon Bell Biv DeVoe.
Yo, some bitch you.
Good for you, Mark.
Why, thank you.
Le'Veon Bell Biv DeVoe. Normally we do a listener only 11th, but because we already have a winner, it's Jay on line 5 who's getting a bunch of crap out of Chris's desk.
Yeah, man.
Number 11 ends up being...
Jay Jowers?
Yeah, exactly. Number 11 ends up being just for the Power Trip Morning Show. Here's the what would have been the listener only 11th.
Number 11. Cooper, Gaga, Cruz, Defoe.
Play that one more time, Bay.
Number 11. Cooper, Gaga, Cruz, Defoe.
Oh.
Paul? Number 11.
Yeah.
A Star is Born on the 4th of July?
That's right.
Ooh.
Nice.
A Star is Born on the 4th of July. Paul, well done.
Thanks, babe.
Polly Wally Dingo.
Uh-oh.
That's my name?
Yeah.
I don't know. Paul's won a couple of games of initials in a row. He's figuring out these puzzles.
Maybe that
switch has been flipped.
And guess what? I have to take it down.
Yeah, don't
like I've
yet.
Asked you for months. Do it before 8 o'clock so you don't get antsy. In your pantsy. Good for you, Paul.
Yeah, I feel pretty good for you, buddy.
You can start guessing on Twitter, speak of initials. You can start guessing on Twitter. Remember, we don't make people guess the points anymore. Just guess who do you think's going to win between the normal four competitors, AJ, Hawk, Parrish, and Sauce. Who wins initials? And if you get it right and your name is drawn randomly, you have a shot at a $100 Visa gift card thanks to our friends at Mountain Dew. Have to have the hashtag power trip with your guess. Hashtag power trip.
Mm.
Cool.
I agree with you.
Cool.
Anybody else surprised that Parrish knew who Bell Biv DeVoe was?
Or Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, what
I mean,
part
honestly,
is,
yeah.
What part is more surprising?
Le'Veon.
He's listening.
Bell Biv DeVoe is easy.
Because that's middle school.
It was, what's that guy's name?
Yeah, that happens.
But good news for the Gophers, Zion Williamson is day-to-day.
I got my money back yesterday with Manu Ginobili.
Do you think Parrish knows who he played for? No. Maybe. Parrish might know him.
Parrish does not know Manu Ginobili. I'll take that bet times $1,000. I mean, pick your number. There's no way he knows Manu Ginobili.
No.
No, I'm not going
to
bet.
Are you willing to bet, though, that he knows which team he played for?
Yeah.
You are?
Not $20. I'll bet a handshake.
Jesus.
How about a fiver? $5.
Handy?
I bet you $5 Parrish knows.
No, Hawkey will take the bet.
Anybody want to take $5? $5 is Parrish can get this.
Hey, what's Hawk care?
Yeah, I'll take it.
$5?
$5, why not?
All right, now, Mark, you have to try, right? You can't just tank intentionally.
Yep.
For $5, name any team that Manu Ginobili played for.
The basketball player, right?
I am off to a bad start. Hang on. Let me just get the five out.
Partial guess, but I think San Antonio.
Yeah! Ginobili's made me $25 in 2 hours. Yes!
Wow. Ball sack!
I really felt pressure to get this one right for you today, Corey.
Yeah!
Do you know him?
No.
I'm going to go with no.
No.
But I'm going to the bathroom.
Hey, does he know him?
Hey, Mark, I just won $5. This is for you.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
AJ, give him that
dollar.
That's your cut. That is your cut.
You're a hell of a man. Generous.
Hey, that's a 20% tip, you bitch. More of the Power Trip Morning Show after this. Initials at 8:15 right here on The Fan.
The Fan.
Goodbye now, boom. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks for tuning in. This week on Netflix, the series premiere of the Canadian sitcom Working Moms, which was created by Catherine Reitman, the daughter of Ghostbusters director Ivan Reitman. So I don't know about that, but that's out this week.
You love Working Moms.
Hell yeah, I do. On HBO OG, which stars Jeffrey Wright as an inmate at a maximum security prison, who puts his own release at risk to protect a new inmate. I don't know, but I saw a couple of reviews that said it was pretty good.
Speaking of HBO, did you see the, what's it called? Adnan Syed. They're doing the HBO Serial. Bit. Serial, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Is it not out yet?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But I think maybe like March 1st. But it's like a visual version of the Serial podcast.
It's better than that.
Better than that.
It picks up where the podcast ended.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it takes it from
there.
So
it continues it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ah.
Yeah. Sunday night is the Oscars, which I really always enjoy. And
sure.
I also like the fact, I can't remember if I played the audio, but it was revealed this week that not only will they not really have a host, but there's like five categories they're not doing.
I thought they were doing them all.
I thought there was a boycott. Yeah.
Oh, did they really?
They reversed a boycott, but yeah, they changed their mind on that.
Oh, that's too bad. I was a big fan of that because they always, you know.
They are doing best good ones. Poop porn.
Well, that's what the Grammy. There's tons of Grammys that they give out before the show starts.
Yeah, right.
But the backlash was legit, and people that are in the industry, actors, big name actors, were like, wait a minute. So you're telling me things like cinematography and editing, like, you know, true crafts and art, that we're going to pretend that doesn't make the movie? So a lot of the actors stood up for the behind-the-scenes people and said, they're a big part of this, too. It's not just the people that are on screen.
But the conversation goes both ways, because the actors are standing up for them because they do a lot for the actors, if you will. Like, they've helped their career a lot. The people who made the decision are producing a TV show. And do you, Corey, really care what dude who sits behind a computer and does computer graphics says
Absolutely
in his acceptance
not.
Speech? Or do you care what Bradley Cooper said? You
know but there's a way to do that, right? And just pick up the pace a little bit. That's the whole thing. Let's go through them as quickly as possible.
Sure.
Oh, hey.
Can we find a way to rapid fire those bits so they still get their moment?
Hey, Perry.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to play you this because we talked about it yesterday, but I actually have the audio today. Tell me your thoughts on Corey Taylor, lead singer, Slipknot, saying this.
They are passing the baton to Imagine Dragons right now, and I love it. They're awful, so that's cool. Like, people are slowly coming back to appreciate Nickelback and then just turning their irksome ire towards Imagine Dragons.
What do you think of that?
I didn't know Imagine Dragons is being hated.
I think people really like Imagine
Dragons. No, you know, he's so right. It's happening.
Yeah,
it's literally happening.
Yeah.
Yes.
Imagine Dragons is the new dartboard.
Well, it's the truth.
Happy people have finally moved on from Nickelback.
Yeah.
It's starting to respect them more now.
It's what he said.
It's coming around.
It's coming around.
Slowly starting to respect them.
Coming around, Chubsy.
Will you play some Nickelback?
Yes!
Not this one.
Hey, I'm gonna say it again. That guitar right there is right now in that guy's house.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
I played it.
Yep.
He punked me.
He tricked you into it.
Why don't you try this guitar out? I'm like, all right, it's a guitar.
It's not just
how
a
many
guitar,
times
by
have
way.
You fallen for that bit though? In my hands.
I'm just gonna put it here and I'm gonna fall asleep.
Yeah. No one's looking. Oh damn it.
Oh, I love this song. No, you're right. I think they're going to have a resurgence.
Song.
I really think they'll have a resurgence. It's sort of like a
that's
hair
good
band
news
music.
For some people in this town.
For a while, it was very unpopular. Now it's huge.
Yep.
I like this song.
Yeah, hair bands are huge now. Yep,
I don't know. Have you ever seen Hairball, the band?
Oh, yeah.
It's getting $50,000 a show.
Yeah, sure.
They
are.
They're
crushing.
Dude,
no, I'm sure they are.
On fire the other week.
Literally.
Yeah.
His hair
yeah, that was
lit
nuts.
On fire.
No, that was Great White.
Played right through it, too.
Oh, man. Actually, you know what, dude? That was like today's the anniversary of that.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Now he's gonna
weirdly
play
say
some
that.
Great White.
I would, but this is too big a song.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get skinny because we just won't eat.
Yeah,
it's good advice.
Or just do coke.
Dude, by the way, that's I was gonna say.
That's what he said.
In that show, I tried to get you guys to watch, but nobody watched because nobody likes good TV on this show.
Well, we just don't like to pay for it.
Which, as AJ pointed out an hour and a half ago, you can watch it for free on their website.
He's speaking in tongues.
Right.
I'm the only one you guys make fun of.
There's an episode.
You do that exact same bit of.
Yeah, because I'm getting picked on.
Aww.
Oh, Polly Wally.
Hey, anyway, there's an part of that episode two last night where he does cocaine and he's talking like you did on that when we did that bit that one day.
That's
pretty funny.
I'll be honest, the inspiration behind that is a Family Guy episode where Peter Griffin's like, and we can do coke, and they cut to a scene where they're sitting around the dinner table and Lois is like, would you like some ham? And he's like, yeah, how are you? It's funny. What time is it?
Boy. I caught zero logic in all that. In that last bit, pure gibberish.
I felt like I just watched that scene.
Yeah, no.
You're mean to everybody.
I think it was the After Party podcast 2 days ago when Paul cut his commercial at the end of the greatest.
Oh, my gosh. Did you hear that, Perry?
No.
Oh my gosh.
We've all been there in some respect, but having to, I don't envy that position, Paul, because you had to do it in front of them. Well, you knew that they were going to laugh.
Yeah.
Every time you misspoke and...
I had to do it in front of Howard Stern and Tom Bernard.
If you haven't heard it, you need to listen to the last 5 minutes of Wednesday's podcast titled Paul Reads a Script, I think, right?
Yeah, and we knew this about Paul because we've worked with Paul for long enough. But Mark, what he does is when he reads a commercial and is recording it, if he makes a mistake, he audibly rewinds time. He'll go, meat sauce here live for such and such. Hang on.
It's like he clears the palate.
He has to, he makes like a weird to rewind time to start over. It's adorable.
I spend a lot of time by myself.
Oh, damn it.
What's rememberable?
Yeah, it was...
not only that, but I also work with three people who, according to them, should judge the spelling bee because they know the parent... Never
mind. Rewind time. Start over.
Every word.
Shut up.
Anyway.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was a good bit.
Abbott was there.
How to Drain Your Dragon comes out this week.
Not Abbott. What did I call him? Can I say it on the radio what I called him?
Yeah,
You called him, though. Yeah, but he did.
Yeah, he did.
He walked in. He goes, hey, dildo. I'm like, that's your boss,
that's
man.
That's his boss.
Yeah, not for long.
He's going to get fired.
Well, which way?
Yeah.
No, I'll probably get fired.
That's my point. Which way is it going to be coming to an end briefly here? You said How to Drain Your Dragon comes out this week.
That's right. Yeah, it's I think it's part three, actually.
It is part three.
They're the first good. Two Have you guys great. Seen them? Yep. They're really good.
They're really good.
They are really good. Yep. That comes out this weekend. It's How to Drain Your Dragon, The Hidden World.
Mm. Yep. Your dad's going to walk in and go, this isn't what I paid for.
And he hears the star. The main star is toothless.
Well, you know what they say about toothless.
Gray, round, and ready to pound.
Oh my gosh.
That's actually mostly true.
Yeah.
He's black, but still.
Charcoal gray.
Really dark charcoal.
That's a good set of films. Oh, man.
Yeah, they are good.
Watched Monsters, Inc. for the first time in years last night.
I love that movie.
That's such a great show.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Did you pay for that, too?
Probably.
I don't. You know what? I didn't, but I'm glad I didn't, because I forgot to text you and ask you permission.
Wow.
Before I bought something. I forgot. I can't remember if
I
didn't.
I got $5 from Manu Ginobili if you want to buy 5 episodes of a TV show.
Hey, Corey, I'm in the drive-thru right now. Can I get an extra large, or is that a problem for you?
Depends on if they were going to give it to you for free or not.
Yeah, do you already subscribe to McDonald's?
That's all right. I'm in charge of the music. I'm playing the hell out of it. I almost said the S word just now, by the way.
I've gone off the rails. Quickly before we do that, head on over to Camp Fans contest page and register for your chance to win tickets to the Fan Zone for you and up to 9 guests at the club box level for Boxing at the Armory this Saturday. CampFan.com, keyword contest for all information and to register. I didn't screw up.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah, what a great song.
Yes.
I like this one, mistaken for in your heart we're freaking and I've been wrong. I've been down to the bottom of every Vikings news is next. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Hey, Parrish. Parrish.
What's up?
Let's play this in Fuki. Why haven't we done a Nickelback song?
Absolutely.
We should. We should do this.
For sure.
All right, done. That's right. This is a sweet new jam. This is the one you played with him, isn't it?
It is.
We should play this one then.
Yes.
What's it called? Hawk?
Animals, man.
You know the answer?
Can you, like, shut up? Or turn it up?
Yeah, man.
I can dig this one.
Hell yeah.
What a story, Mark.
Oh, hi, Power.
Your mom don't know that
your mom. She'd be pissed if she could see the parts of you that I've been kissing, screaming. No, we're never gonna grow. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Just acting like we're animals. Now, no matter where we go, cause everybody knows we're just a couple animals. Get in, I get in. So come on, baby, get in.
It's like Billy Ocean.
Great point.
Man.
Oh, you
that's
should
a
play
great
some
song.
Billy Ocean.
No, you should be quiet.
My favorite
I'll
one
give
more.
You $5.
We're rocking out.
I'll give you your $5 back from that bet if you play some Billy Ocean.
That's a good question. Best Nickelback song. I say Bulls on Parade.
I say La Isla Bonita.
Ooh. Yeah. Maybe Sober?
Yeah. Maybe... Oh, Get Naked.
Where's my $5?
No, you're even on the day now, Chris.
That's right.
It's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown!
Presented by Redco.
Keep your blood sucking money.
Yeah, Parrish rejected his $1 tip for the Manu Ginobili bet.
I gave you your $5
through
AJ.
I know, and I tried to give Parrish a dollar. 20% tip for nailing that.
I wanted to keep my skin on my body.
Yeah.
You know, like what?
Still probably 15,
right now?
Don't I?
You owe me 15?
Yeah, from the what was the Zion one. From
oh, Wednesday. Well.
The Gopher player?
Yeah. That one.
Thank you.
That was a heartbreaker.
Yeah, it's all right.
Do we have any Vikings news?
You know, there were a bunch of press conferences and stuff, but...
Yeah, Marwin Maloof, right? Yeah. Our new special teams coordinator, Gary Kubiak.
I listened to most of them, and, you know, I try not to waste anybody's time. They basically, and this is not a shot at them, they didn't have much to say, you know?
Yeah.
They're happy to be here. They're glad to be a part of it. I listened to Kubiak, which I thought was interesting, because he kind of described a little bit about what he has done in his time between being a head coach and now, and... sounds like he came here because he really, really wanted to come here and do this job. I'm excited.
I liked Ben Lieber's take.
You know what I mean?
I liked Ben Lieber's take on Vikings news yesterday on Paul Allen's show.
What was it?
They were talking about Barr and whether or not we're going to keep him, whether or not we're going to tag him, whether or not we're going to sign him. What are we going to do with Barr? And he basically thinks, and I'm paraphrasing, but it's basically if they move on from Everson Griffin... And financially, of course, then move on from Everson Griffin. If Xavier Rhodes is no longer on the team, right? If a couple of big name guys are off the squad, then maybe you tag Barr. Maybe you find a way to sign him. Mm. If you don't, you just can't. Financially, it just doesn't work. So it's, they might not have a choice unless they have to go out of their way to keep him.
Do you think he wants to stay here?
I think he wants to get paid. And he says he wants to stay here, which means pay me and I'll stay.
Pay him.
It's a pretty good place to play.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
sweet ass facility, brand new stadium.
Across the board, yeah.
Great point.
It's pretty nice.
Should be competitive team.
But Ben made it sound like, and I think almost everybody else that knows is making it sound like Everson Griffin being out the door is all but
it's got to be. I mean,
he's got a roster bonus coming up in, a week and change or 2 weeks?
This is the new league year, yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like they're just going to cut bait and move on. And Ben made the point, and think how far back this goes. Ben says, like, look, he was on the team when they drafted Everson, and Everson had some problems coming out of USC, right? Yeah. That's why he fell to the fourth round. Fourth, right, Paul? Fourth round already?
Yeah, fourth round.
And Ben said he thinks from day one they've gone out of their way to try to get Everson in the right spot mentally. So even though he had the breakdown this year, that they've done everything they could. And that if they let him go after this year, it's not that they're just being shallow or cold or just, well, you know, now you got a mental problem, so we're gone. It's, we've tried everything. Now the production's not there. You're getting older. You're expensive. You know, the mental capacity right now doesn't seem to be rock solid either. Like, the whole thing together is just bad for us to move on with you, and we've tried everything. That's hard to argue, right? It's not like they're just going, what? He's got a mental issue. Get out of here.
Yeah, right.
It's, they've put a lot of time, a lot of resources, a lot of people, a lot of man hours to try to get Everson in a good spot. And if it's not going to work, then you just got to move on. Paul, your hands up.
In March 15, 2019, his 2019 salary is fully guaranteed.
Yeah, then he'll be gone.
Which is $11 million.
Woo! Man.
And what's the tag on Barr?
What did they say, like 14?
14. It's a lot, man. It's a lot.
But I don't know what you'd have to pay him and all that, but if you cut him, I mean, 2020, he's due 13. 2021, 14, and 2022, right. 15.
But based on what we saw last year, would you rather have a Everson at 11 or Barr at 14?
Well,
or
hold on.
Who's the other guy?
It's not even close. I'd take Barr.
But who's I have a question guy? For who's you about this.
A Weatherly?
Oh, Stephen yeah. There, Weatherly, there's, yeah. Other, there's other people that can fill that spot, for
I
sure.
Have, I have a question about this. We're all just assuming they'd franchise tag him. They can restructure his contract, right?
Yeah, they could tag but him. And
he
then,
has to
and
agree
then,
to that.
No, they right. would never franchise tag Everson.
That's my point. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm talking about Barr.
Sorry.
Couldn't you just try to redo his contract instead of paying him for 4 years and give him $8 million a
year? You can always negotiate a deal with the tag, though. So you would tag him initially just to make sure that he's yours.
Oh, is that what you're saying, Chris?
Yeah, that's essentially what I'm saying. And then you work out the deal.
Gotcha.
Good thinking, Hogs.
I'm trying. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Z next, and then we'll play initials at 8:15. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Introducing the new luxurious Intercontinental MSP Hotel near the Mall of America. It's the ultimate travel destination for leisure and business. Win a two-night stay for up to four people right now at KFN.com. Keyword contest.
When you talk, I feel like you're an idiot.
Thank you. I feel the same way about your stupid face.
Aw.
Who are you talking to?
You.
What? I didn't say anything.
You're pressing.
Mr. Z joins the Power Trip Morning Show every Friday morning to talk about film. Hi, Mr. Z.
Hey, guys. What's up?
How to Train Your Dragon 3 comes out today. The first two are spectacular. This one's getting good reviews as well. Is this slated to be the final How to Train Your Dragon or not?
Not officially, but yes, it is expected to be the last one. And yes, after seeing the movie, I think it has a nice closure to it.
Hmm.
It's good, and like all the dragons, they're a little bit different. They're not kind of the same as some of the other frantic. You know, they seem to be a little, they kind of have a different pacing style. I think adults seem to enjoy this a little bit more. I know a lot of adults from the screenings have been hearing that adults are coming without their kids because they kind of grew up with this movie. So very nice, very sweet.
Will Hockey cry?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, right on. Am I going to the movie or just in general?
Well, I don't know.
Anything else remotely interesting coming out? Because the other ones I've essentially never heard of. Something called Fighting With My Family, The Changeover, The Iron Orchard, Run the Race. I don't know what those are.
Fighting With My Family is it's going a little bit limited, but relatively wide. It's based on Paige, the wrestler from WWE. It's a true story, and she comes from a wrestling family in England, and it's a relatively simple story. It's about how she ended up in the WWE, but they do a really good job of, it's a great acting, and kind of, there's a lot of drama in the family, great acting, and it's good. It's not as much wrestling as people might want, but it's a good movie.
Have you seen Captain Marvel yet?
Next week.
Next week.
Yep.
Can I go?
They said no guests, otherwise they would.
Oh, okay.
I thought we were a couple.
Am I the only one that thinks it looks ridiculous?
I'm not on board yet. People are super excited about it, but man, I give them the benefit of the doubt because they've hit home runs more lately than they have misses. But man, I don't know yet.
Yeah, I'm like I said, I'll know here in a couple days. I have confidence. For me personally, it's because I've never had high. Like when I go to, when I saw Thor 2 or Iron Man 3 or whatever, I didn't necessarily was expecting Godfather, and they're usually just entertaining. And I think this one's going to be entertaining.
Sure.
Also, I don't know how, as far as dollars goes, we were discussing how it's going to do. And is there anyone who wants to see Infinity Wars or Endgame that is going to skip Captain Marvel? It's kind of
that's a great point.
Kind of an important part of the piece is to learn her story because you know she's going to be involved in Endgame. So
yeah, that is
hard to just skip it.
When's it come out?
March 8th.
Oh, that's
so it'll be very soon. And then the movie, it's been kind of slow. After that, then the rest of the year just kicks. It's just movie after movie after movie starting in March 8th. So going to be one of the biggest box office years of all time, as we've talked.
Mm. Interesting. Mr. Z, last thing before we let you go.
Yeah.
Predictions real quick for Oscars on Sunday. Give me best actor, best actress.
Predictions for Oscars will be one that I won't be watching. I'd say that's the number one prediction. I'll tell you this real quick. Predicting the Oscars has gotten a lot harder because the unwritten and unspoken, you haven't heard this anyway, but the buzz is that They're like a movie like Star is Born basically has zero chance because it's become a situation where the movie that wins has to be socially relevant and it has to have a political bend to it. So having a white male director with a movie starring two white people just ain't, it's not going to happen. Bohemian Rhapsody doesn't deserve to win, but because of Bryan Singer directing, that movie can't win. Because of his
allegations
against him, right? Mm-hmm. So I would expect like Black Klansman, what is probably the best movie that's directed by pertinent, like a Spike Lee. So I'm expecting Black Klansman to clean up. Although Alfonso Cuarón with a movie that should not be there because it was a made-for-TV movie,
Roma,
in Roma, should be up for the Emmys and not the Oscars. I can't believe they're not boycotting that. But that also has a chance. So one of those two will sweep everything.
Geez, why don't you find an opinion somewhere?
Yeah,
why? Why I asked? Well, yeah, there's probably a rerun of Two Broke Girls on Sunday that I'll be catching. So.
God, you hate the Oscars.
And that's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's just, can you believe that cutting some of those awards and the actors are like wanted to boycott the thing? Because if it's like, do they watch the Oscars? Do they know how boring? And it's like watching, they just slap each other on the back for 3 hours. It's just so embarrassing. So.
Thanks, Mr. Z.
Doesn't he work in the movie business?
Yeah, it sounds like he hates films, though. Oh, Parrish, you're leaving? I have a whole bunch of questions for you. Damn it. He'll be back in a second.
He doesn't care either. He just kept going.
He got texted. He's got to go grab somebody or something, or who knows. Or maybe he's just got to go to the bathroom.
But maybe he's S and his P's.
All right, fine. I'll ask you.
Do you have a look on his face?
No. This is going to be fun. I'm going to ask Paul what I was just going to ask Parrish.
Sounds good.
Sauce.
Yes.
Something called Nikita Kucherov. He's 25 years old.
Yes.
Just became the fastest player in the NHL to 100 points since 96/97 when Lemieux did it in 61 games. Kucherov did it in 62. How good is this guy?
I think he's really good. I've seen him play a couple times. He's fast on the ice. Great hand-eye coordination. He's really good scoring goals.
It's a good thing he's fast on the ice.
Yeah.
Well, also, the Lightning, this is mind-blowing. Didn't know this until I just read it. The Lightning have won 8 straight. They are the fastest team to 47 wins in NHL history. Let me ask you this, NHL expert Paul Lambert.
Yes.
If you had to take the Lightning or the Field, who do you take?
I'd take the Lightning.
Why?
Because I think the last team to do this was it Bruce's Washington Capitals team?
No.
I'd take the Lightning. Because I have Steven Stamkos.
So wait a minute. You just named a team that didn't win the title,
mm-hmm.
and you said that's why you would take the Lightning, because the last team that did it didn't win.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good. I'm surprised at how well he did. Good job.
Why do we need Parrish?
I don't know.
Where'd he go?
Kucherov's fast on the ice.
Great song.
And the last team that did this lost, so we're all lined up.
I'm not kidding you. I think he has the runs.
No, he was next to me going.
No, it was, yeah, he something popped up.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Say is the birthday of Rupert Holmes.
Oh, yeah.
He's 72 years old, and he wrote this slammin' jammin'.
Oh.
Sweet, deep jam.
He's
right
still
here.
With us?
He's 72 years old.
Well, he may be dead.
He was 72 years old.
That's not how that works.
I would have said that.
Okay. He also was 6.
On Blossom?
Wow. Jenna Von Oy. Nice pull on 6.
David once told me that if he won the lottery, he would pay this guy to play the song and repeat in his house.
Your brother is so goddamn dumb. He's such an idiot. Does he have to come with us to Las Vegas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys stay at a different hotel? Or at least pay for me to stay at a different hotel.
Hawk will.
Yeah, I'll pay for you to stay in a different city.
But is that okay with Corey? If you spend your money on
him? Yeah,
I'm
going to make sure it's okay for me to pay for you that.
The room's already free. Why would you pay for another room?
He's paying for 2 bus tickets.
I just want to be as far away from you as possible.
Fair. AJ, did you hear about this? He had to buy a second bus ticket.
Yeah, I did.
I thought he already bought a second.
I did, but I want to leave on Saturday now instead of Sunday because the band's not playing any gigs out there.
And his other ticket was non-refundable.
Yep, so
wait, but did you buy 2 seats then? Because last time you bought an extra seat.
Yeah, I did.
So you have 4 total bus seats.
That's right. That's right.
Wow.
I don't care.
What's the total number now?
Like $800?
No, yeah, $800. Right around 800. Oh, well, it's okay. I like piña coladas. I'm owing a lot of money out there.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me. You know, but you're right. I made a major mistake. Made a faux pas.
It's okay, though.
I didn't ask Corey if I could do it before I did it. And I
would have told you.
Yeah, he probably would have said no.
Yeah. But if you had just purchased two seats the first time and not the extra two seats.
Yeah.
That's like an additional $400.
Yeah.
That's 400 episodes of Documentary Now that you could have paid for.
True. I will probably anyway. I'll need to watch them all.
Can we play a quick game?
Sure.
Is it kick you in the mouth?
Can I go first?
Yeah.
Why would you want to kick me in the mouth?
I didn't say I wanted to. I asked if that was the game.
No. There's food in the hallway.
That's not a
Who's
game.
Who's the first to get it?
Well, I'm not there, so...
You mean out of every person in
out
the
Out of
building?
Salespeople?
Out of people on the station.
The Nardo.
You are correct.
What food is it?
It's burritos.
Bolitos burritos?
Yep.
Parrish, while you were gone, I asked
Jackpot.
Noted NHL expert Meat Sauce two questions. Let's see how your answers compare to his.
Okay.
He'll use adult words.
How close do we think they're going to be? Because Parrish clearly did not hear Meat Sauce's answers.
Man,
close
I think
or not close?
Surprisingly close.
I think so too.
Yeah.
What about the second question when it was yes? It's a yes or no, basically. Is he on Sauce's side or the other side?
He'll be on the
Sauce's
other.
Side.
He'll be on the other side.
Oh, really?
I'm on the other side.
No, kidding. Just, okay.
I'm on the other side. Basically,
he knows how difficult it is.
All right, here we go.
All right, go ahead.
Two questions, both hockey related.
Nice.
Nikita Kucherov. Is that how you say it?
Nikita Kucherov. Yeah.
25 years old, just became the fastest player to 100 points since your idol Lemieux in 96-97. Lemieux did it in 61 games. Kucherov did it last night. 62 games to get to 100 points. Is he good?
Very, very, very good.
What makes him so good? Let's see how close you are to Paul.
Because he's one of the most dynamic offensive players in the game today. He's a standout amongst stars in Tampa. He can shoot. He can pass. He can make goalies look ridiculously bad any possible way he wants.
Darn it.
Is he fast on the ice?
Yes.
Then Paul was right.
Okay, then he's right.
Okay,
but
so that's,
he didn't nail that, though.
Number two.
It's close enough.
The Lightning have won 8 straight. They are the fastest team to 47 wins in NHL history. If
I'm
you had to bet,
one.
And you're a betting man.
Oh, of course.
Would you take the Lightning or the Field?
Oof.
Wow.
It's difficult. I think they're the favorite to win, but I'd still take the Field.
Paul, you're an idiot.
Damn it, Paul.
You took the Lightning.
Yeah, but I said... Who was the last team to do that, Parrish?
To what?
To get that number of... What was the stat points?
The next fastest
the
team,
next
I guess,
yeah,
or something, to 47 wins. Sauce claimed it was Bruce Boudreau's Washington Capitals.
Because I think he said that on PA's show.
And that team did not win the title.
No.
But Sauce used that team as an example of why he is picking the Lightning.
That doesn't make sense.
That is the correct answer.
Yeah, I think it would be Washington. That does sound right, that they were pretty quick to it before. But yeah, I look, there's a lot of similarities between Tampa and Washington. Washington had the team for quite a few years and just couldn't get over that hump, and that's kind of where Tampa's been the last couple of years. But eventually they're going to win a cup. The team is just too good.
You know, yesterday we did the two versus the core, where I had all these guys pick two golfers, and
very
they have
soon.
To win one major to win. If there are two guys go 0-4, I win $100, right? If we did that in the NHL this year, with the Lightning being as dominant as they are, how many teams is the fair number? Like, if I gave them... three teams, is that fair? If I gave him two teams? Because four feels like maybe that's even too many.
Four seems a little much. Yeah, it's right in there.
Two or three?
Two or three, yeah.
Because what, 16?
It's 16, yeah.
Why don't we do what we did for the NFL? Why don't we just take, you know, 8 and 6 and then narrow it down and we each get a one seed?
Eight and six.
We take the 8th seed, the 7th seed, and the 6th seed. We draw from them. Then we take the 5th seed, the 4th seed, and the 3rd seed. We draw from them. Then we take the top two seeds, draw from them.
I caught zero logic and all that. In that last bit.
I hope your testicles fall off.
What a weird hope.
Oh, my God.
Are those bird eggs? Those are tiny. Take that.
Oh. No, you didn't.
I had to throw the caveat in there so we knew what the joke meant.
Yeah, good one.
Those ostrich eggs? Yeah, I just want to drink tequila with
my friend. She says she cheated. When we come back, we play initials. Paul has won the last two. If he wins the next two, he would tie AJ going into Treasure Island's major number three.
In order to eat all those burritos?
Man, that would be sweet. I'm actually cheering for Paul. He probably doesn't believe me, but for the next, I want him to win the next two for the drama at TI. I'm going to be pissed if he doesn't, but we'll see if he can do that right after this. Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan. Initials is next. I walk into the club like everybody hates me. I'm talking to myself, and now they think I'm crazy. I walk into the club like everybody hates me. Everybody hates me. Like everybody hates me.
Chainsmokers. I kind of like this song.
It would come back. I'm from the east side of America, where we choose pride over character, and we can pick sides, but this is us. This is
thank
us.
You to Bolitos, yeah, the delicious breakfast.
How good is that sauce? Huh?
So good, right. Thank you.
Yeah,
it's good on every sauce. Yeah.
I needed that.
Thank you for your honesty.
You're very welcome.
Who is this that you have played in and out of break?
Now, Chainsmokers, man, I didn't know anything about them. I've heard the name a million times, but I kind of like this stuff.
I mean, I know they're like popular stuff. Mm-hmm. They're like mainstream stuff, let's call it. I've never heard this stuff.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Sauce, you were a chain smoker when you were younger.
I was. It was disgusting.
Yeah, but you looked cool.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would do the...
flick your cigarette at the
nothing
end.
Emphasizes a sentence more than going, man, sorry about your dad. He's dead.
What?
Oh, my God.
Is that a two-person conversation or a one-person?
Did I not know that?
Right, and why would they say sorry about your dad, and then you would have to inform them that...
No, that's what I would say. I'd go, sorry about your dad.
Are you David Caruso?
He's dead. You don't get it?
I don't fully
why wouldn't it be sorry about your dad? Yeah, I don't...
Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
you know, I do. Hold on.
I don't want to even think of where he's
sorry
going
to hear
this.
Your dad died.
He's dead?
Yeah, but then you can't smoke and say he's dead. Right. How about let's just not pretend that scenario has ever taken place in human history.
David Caruso would do that. Yeah. What he just did. Yeah.
Is that Miami?
Yeah. No, we've tried Paul doing CSI cold opens before. He doesn't get it. Watch. Try it, Paul. Try it once.
What's the scenario?
There's a dead body. It's your dad. He died on his birthday in Wayzata.
And you're smoking.
Okay. Now I'm the one who's sad.
Okay. All right. This looks like the case of a bad gang. Bang.
What?
And I would assume that's how he dies. Hockey, Rosie.
There better not be anybody else touching my man.
Dirty Mike and the boys.
Hey, damn it, what was I going to say? Oh, real quick before we play the initials, will you show Mark Parrish how you smoked for the first time?
So, Parrish, I've had three cigarettes in my life, right? Because I just had no interest. But they were always drunken New Year's Eve, reverse peer pressure, where I would peer pressure myself. You don't think I'll smoke cigarettes? What do I care? Just hammered, right? Single, pathetic, the whole bit. And I would go straight to Andrew Dice Clay's over the shoulder. And then, sauce, because it's disgusting. Then I'd just flick it.
Yeah.
You don't think I could smoke cigarettes? They're disgusting. Waste of money. They give you lung cancer.
Yeah, it's gross. Yeah. But hey, I did it.
Good for your teeth, though.
But to Hawk's point, you looked badass.
You look cool. Yeah.
Thank you.
Look at that homeless guy banging heaters.
He's asleep on the floor.
Let's take a picture. It was a public place.
Okay.
I love that you still defend yourself.
I don't care.
It was a public place.
It is.
Yeah, don't sleep where I walk.
It's time to play Initials.
Who cares?
On the Power Trip. Wow. Presented by Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
That's right. And this week, Mountain Dew is fueling Team Rubicon, and we're calling all of Dew Nation to join us in our mission. Donate at DewNationRewards.com/Team Rubicon. Fuel the mission. Do the do.
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 Dude.
We play initials every Friday in the Power Trip Morning Show, and it works like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, phrases. They share the same initials, and these four competitors do not know what the initials are. I'm going to reveal them here in a second. They'll have a couple of seconds to brainstorm ideas in their head quickly. Each item has 6 clues. I start reading clues. As soon as they know who or what I'm describing, they yell out their name. Their name is their buzzer. If they get it right, they get that point. If they get it wrong, they're out for the remainder of just that item. And then we play best out of 12. The all-time record out of 12 is held by 2 men. One is Paul Meat Sauce Lambert. The other is the all-time wins leader. 82 victories for AJ Mansoor.
For now. If I win this week, it's been a couple of weeks, but if I win this week, you can head over to the Rival House in downtown St. Paul. Tell your server that AJ won, and they're going to give you a free tap beer and a $3 initials appetizer. Rival House.
Sauce has won 3 out of the last 4. He's won the last 2 with 6 points each round. He has 80 career wins, 2 back, with 2 weeks to go before major number 3 at TI. If you win these next 2, not only would we go to TI with the all-time wins lead on the line, the 3rd major on the line, but that also would be potentially your 5th consecutive victory, which would also be a record. So no pressure to win these next 2, Paul.
No, it's okay. But if I win today, I'm sponsored by Irish Born Hospitalities and their 4 wonderful restaurants. Lola's Lake House, Jake O'Connor's, O'Donovan's, and of course McKinney Row. If I win, you will receive 1 free beverage of choice at Lola's Lake House, Jake O'Connor's, O'Donovan's, and of course McKinney Row. Just say Meat Sauce when initials to your server today through Sunday of this week.
Ooh, an hour ago.
So scared, Chubby Wubby.
An hour ago, Chris had an aneurysm trying to play before and after. We'll see if his brain has balanced out. Since then, Chris is 3rd all-time with 52 victories.
Thank you so much. And if I win today, Radco.com will give you 10% off your online order all weekend long using the promo code initials.
And there's Mark.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Mark has 17 career victories. The last time Mark won was... You won back-to-back games November 23rd and November 30th.
See? It's not too long ago.
No, it's not too bad. It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, but I don't think you played in all 11, but
no.
11
no,
straight
no,
losses.
Ha, 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 ha.
Are you guys ready or what?
Yes, babe.
Let's do it.
Way back in the day, years ago, years and years and years ago, on February 6th, I believe, of, like 2015? It was my daughter's birthday, so I did it for her, and even though her birthday was a couple weeks ago, let's do HC again for my little Harper, Rowan, Randy Cove. HC are the initials. HC item 1.
Clue number 1.
Appeared in Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag.
Clue number 2.
Connected to the sinking of the U.S. battleship Maine.
Clue number 3.
Paul.
Okay.
Hillary Clinton.
What?
Well, I don't know. I thought
the context is going to make that look silly.
Those are 2 very strange connections.
I thought
but that's all right. That's not. Okay.
Yeah. That's a bad guess. I got my own reason. That was a dumb guess.
That's right.
Thank you.
Clue number 3.
Connected to Dirty Dancing in 2004.
Clue number 4.
Connected to a number 1 hit in 2017 that now has over 1 billion YouTube views.
Clue number 5.
Has the... Okay.
Havana, Cuba.
That's right.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
Havana, Cuba.
Oof. Nice job, Hawk.
Said Hawk.
Thank you, baby.
Good guys.
Good remember, guys.
Do you remember when Hillary Clinton was standing on the shores and she shot down the U.S. battleship?
Was that before or after she starred in the pirate video game?
Yeah. No, I and then she was... just grinded her crotch on Patrick Swayze in 2004?
I thought...
All right. Give it to me, Johnny Castle. Give it to me.
That's his name. Put baby in the
corner.
Of
course it is.
Okay, I'm sorry. It was a bad guess.
No, it wasn't great.
There are going to be a bunch of them, and you'll go, okay, that's all right. Move on.
Hawk leads 1-0. Here's item 2 of HC.
Clue number 1.
Is a book by David Duchovny.
Clue number 2.
is associated with Halsey Hall, reporter and broadcaster?
Clue number three.
It's an exclamation.
Clue number four.
It's often connected to surprise.
Mark.
Yep.
Holy cow.
That's right.
Dang it.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
Holy cow.
No kidding. Good guys.
Another
good guys.
Good guys.
Yes. Halsey Hall is an announcer.
From way back in the day, yeah. Reporter and broadcaster.
With Tyson, Minnesota?
I think so, yeah.
I believe so.
I believe that's accurate.
Wow.
Hawk has one. Parrish has one. Team Good Guys.
Good Guys.
Off to a good start. Here's item three of HC.
Clue number one.
Is often stylistically just one word.
Clue number two.
Has a connection to food.
Clue number three.
It's often metal, plastic, wood, or a combination.
Clue number four.
Often involves a mess.
Clue number five.
Includes a tray. Final clue.
Clue number six.
This is a piece of furniture used to feed babies.
AJ.
AJ is first.
High chair.
That's right.
Man.
High chair.
Good clues. I had no idea.
Yeah, that was, you had me twisting around.
Yeah.
Those are good.
We have a three-way tie. AJ has one. Hawk has one. Parrish has one. Here's item four of HC.
Clue number one.
Debuted in 1972.
Paul.
Yep.
Hotel California.
Not a bad guess.
Sauce is out for the remainder of item four.
Clue number two.
First appeared in Japan.
Clue number three.
Often seen on asphalt.
Clue number four.
Originally a subcompact.
Clue number five.
AJ.
Honda Civic?
That's right.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Oh, wow.
Honda good one, man.
Civic. Good one, AJ.
Wow. That's good. These are good.
AJ takes the lead with two. Hawk and Parrish just one back with one apiece.
Come on,
Sauce yet
guy.
To score, but plenty of time to come back and get his third straight win. Here's item five of HC.
Clue number one.
Includes a comma and an exclamation point.
Paul.
Okay.
High C.
Jesus.
There's high C!
A comma?
I don't know.
Yeah, right in the middle. Hi.
Pause.
C.
C!
I think it's a hyphen.
It most definitely is.
Hi, C.
Paul is sucks. Off to a weird start, but there's a lot of time left. Paul, don't give up. I'm telling you, I'm cheering for you to win.
I don't care anymore.
Don't.
No, 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 no.
Hawk. Hawk. Oh, my God. Do you know this?
Yeah. Hail Caesar.
That's right.
Wow.
Wow. Hawk.
Yeah. Hail Caesar is right.
Yeah.
The Coen Brothers movie is Hail, comma, Caesar, exclamation point. Wow. Dude, that's a good pull, man.
Thank you.
Good
thank
one.
His sister
go, guys.
Hawk with two, AJ with two, Parrish with one, Sauce claims to have quit. We're not even halfway through the game, Paul. You're only two back. You can still do this. There's seven items left. Here's item six of HC.
Clue number one.
Can contribute to a significant part of a country's economy.
Clue number two.
There are often concerns over access.
Aging.
Okay.
Healthcare.
That's right.
Wow.
Oh.
That's good.
Whoa. Man, that's a good
healthcare,
game.
Man. You guys are doing well
shut
today.
Out.
Healthcare. All right, AJ with three, Hawk with two, Parrish with one. We're halfway
come on, good
through
guy.
The
we
game.
Got this. Come on, baby, come on.
Not over yet, Sauce. Keep going. Item seven.
These are too hard for me.
Of HC.
Clue number one.
Premiered at Sundance, later aired on HBO.
Clue number two.
Involved temperature.
Clue number three.
Involved burns.
Clue number four.
Is a 2011 documentary.
Clue number five.
This dealt with a spill.
Hot.
Yep.
Hot coffee?
That's right.
Ah. We have a tie. Woo. Wow, kind of locked in. Hot coffee.
Nice job, Hogs.
Thank you, baby.
That was the McDonald's bit, right? Yeah, yeah. Where the the crotch was burnt beyond recognition.
And that really was something, by the way.
Oh, Hawk with three, AJ with three, Parrish with one, Sauce yet to score, but there are still five items left. Corey, still no anybody's shot. Game. Yeah, it's not over yet. You've done
make
this before.
It's easier for me. Like, I see.
I'm so dumb.
All right. AJ has three, Hawk has three, Parrish has one, Sauce yet to score. Here's item eight of HC.
Clue number one.
By design, it's not very flexible. Paul, promise not to giggle.
Clue number two.
It's used to distribute the load.
Paul.
Okay.
Hubcap.
Oh my God.
Is that one word?
No.
I thought it
you
was
blew
a
it!
Reference.
Tires have loads.
This is like my first marriage. This is just terrible.
He just walked out.
He walked out of the studio after saying, "This is just like my first marriage. This is terrible." All right, Sauce is out for the remainder of item eight.
Clue number three.
Okay. It's an oval.
Not a bad guess.
If it was an oval, you'd drive like this.
Clue number four.
In the NFL, it has a hyphen.
Clue number five.
It's used to aid in pulling. Last but not least.
I got the last word.
Clue number six.
This is an illegal tackle in football.
Mark.
Yep.
Horse collar.
That's right.
That's it. That is Mark. That's it.
Horse collar.
That's it.
Oh, great job, Parrish.
Hey, thanks.
All right. So here's the situation. We have four items left. Sauce is down three, so you have to really get hot fast. But AJ has three. Hawk has three. Parrish, you're still in this, of course. You're only one back. Four items to go. Here's item nine of HC.
Yeah, come on, baby.
Here we go.
Number one.
Connected to Mark Twain.
Clue number two.
Connected to a Barnum and Bailey circus tent fire in 1944. That killed 168 people, mostly women and children. That's depressing.
Damn. Clue number three.
Connected to America's first ever witchcraft execution.
Paul.
Okay.
Hartford, Connecticut.
That's right.
It's not over yet.
All right.
Not
see?
Over
all
yet,
right.
Sauce.
All right.
Hartford, Connecticut.
I was going to say something.
Burn,
real,
bitch,
though.
Burn.
I would have been killed in one of those witch burnings. And it would have smelled like fat.
What does that smell like?
I have no idea. I've lost my mind.
Man, I had that written down, too.
Here's cool. Item 10 of HC with AJ and Hawk tied for the lead at three. Parrish is one back with two. Sauce has
come
one.
On, good guys. Come
three
on, come
items
on.
Left.
Good guys.
Item 10 of HC.
Clue number one.
Connected to paper.
Clue number two.
Was made infamous in the year 2000.
Clue number three.
Famously connected to Florida.
AJ.
Yep.
Hanging Chad.
That's right.
I don't know what that is.
That is correct. That mathematically eliminates Sauce, but it's not over for the other two guys.
I don't know what that is.
Hanging Chad.
Oh, is it the...
the ballot bit.
Okay, got it now.
That was part of the recount controversy is hanging chads.
Damn it. Come on, good guy.
Good guys.
Come on, buddy.
AJ has 4. Hawk has 3. Parrish has 2 with 2 items remaining. Here's item 11 of HC. And, of course, AJ, if you get either of the remaining 2 right, you are the winner. So, AJ going for the win. Item 11 of HC.
Clue number 1.
Chester Lee in 1992.
Clue number 2.
Larry Hockett in 1988.
Paul. AJ. Ah, dang it.
Yep.
Head coach.
That's right. Go!
No one wants you to win.
Thank you, Paul.
Literally.
Hey, just for fun. Just for fun, quickly. Chester Lee in 92. Name the movie.
No idea.
It's Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, Caddyshack.
Okay, so Chester Lee is Ladybugs. Larry Hockett in 1988.
No idea.
It's Bull Durham. Danny O'Shea in 1994.
My Little Giants.
Very close, just Little Giants. I don't know why you added the my. That was weird.
Because I was going to say my giant at first.
Somebody's testicle.
Ed Gennaro in 1991.
That's necessary or unnecessary roughness?
Necessary roughness, very good. Bud Kilmer in 1999.
Oh, Friday Night Lights.
No.
Varsity Blues.
And then Gordon Bombay in 1992.
Oh, obviously.
Sauce, you got that point there, so Parrish now is mathematically eliminated as well. I didn't lead with Gordon Bombay. I'm sorry, Parrish.
Yeah.
AJ has 4. Hawk needs this to tie. If anybody else gets it, AJ wins.
Come on.
AJ going for the win, Hawk going for the tie. Item 12 of HC.
Clue number 1.
Connected to the premiere episode of 2015's American Horror Story. Story? That was a weird way to say that.
Clue number 2.
Debuted in 1976. AJ for the win.
Hotel California.
That's right.
Damn it!
That is correct. AJ wins with 5. If you guessed AJ on Twitter, you are eligible for a $100 Visa gift card. Thanks to our friends at Mountain Dew.
You're bitter, man.
Win number 83 for AJ.
I like it.
People.
My wife, Mac, Mason, and my dog, Emmett.
AJ, what happens now?
Everybody who likes that I won can go over to the Rival House in St. Paul and get a free tap beer. They use me a lot. And a $3 initials appetizer for just saying to your server that AJ won the initials game.
Damn it.
The Rival House, downtown St. Paul.
There are people in their car hoping they have a heart attack and die so they don't have to hear your voice.
Well, can I rip Rival House for 1 second, though, in all fairness?
Sure.
And I like 99% of what they do, but there's one thing that I'm really, really bitter about when it comes to Rival House.
They sponsor AJ.
No. It's just, there's one thing that I get all the time at restaurants that they don't have, and it makes me mad.
I got it.
Yeah, this ought to be funny.
Hey, see!
I hope you all get chlamydia.
Power Trip One and Show returns after this on The Fan.
Hey, I'm going to Buffalo, guys. I'll see you Monday, okay?
What?
Bye.
The Fan.
So the dream scenario of a Sauce getting red hot and going to Treasure Island with a tie is dead, but that's all right.
Yeah.
You still have both majors. You're going for number 3 in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's
fine. You still got the green jacket.
And the good news is this initials game will be posted on the iHeartRadio channel. So you'll get to listen to it cut up and all set for you. If I win, no one cares.
Yeah. It'd be nice if someone else would do the work around here.
I don't... I do what I have to do, which is entertain the masses.
Okay. Parrish, the wild one last night, 4-1 over the Rangers. Our new guy, Ryan Donato, looked good tonight at Detroit, the Detroit Red Wings.
Yeah, hopefully Dubnyk can keep playing strong and come back with a couple of back-to-back wins.
And what's changed in St. Louis? What the hell's happened there this season? They come to the X on Sunday.
Wow, they struggled for the first half of the season, and Vladimir Tarasenko has just turned it on. He's been their best player since they won, I don't know, 9-11 in a row, I think they won?
Maybe more, I don't even know.
You know, that Chicago just beat him in OT with Patrick Kane and his ridiculous streak he's on right now. If he continues this even remotely close to this pace, I can see him winning the MVP, if not up for it for sure.
Hmm. I'm trying to find the game, because I think it was, I think you're right, I think it is like 11 or 12. Blackhawks, yeah. 5-4 over the Red Wings. Yeah, who knows? Okay, anyway. I got bored.
That happens.
Yeah. No big deal.
Exciting times for hockey right now, though. Coming down the stretch, everybody's trying to play their best hockey, and playoff hockey, there's nothing like playoff hockey.
Red Wings tonight, like I mentioned, everybody that played hockey video games in the 90s, the decade, not the nightclub, will remember when your buddy picked the Red Wings, it was like, come on, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was almost cheating.
Yeah, that's the Rams in the late 90s and Madden.
Yeah, but in all of the NHL games, NHL 96, whatever, when it was Yzerman and Fedorov, it's like, dude, can you just pick somebody else? Because that's not fair. Yeah. They were the cheat. They were the walking, breathing, living cheat code, right? You just didn't pick the Red Wings. It wasn't fair.
There was, when they were in the 90s.
The decade, team, not the nightclub.
Yes. 7 or 8 players on that team made the top 100 of all time. And it's just insanity.
Oh,
are you on that list?
No, not even close.
Do you know those guys?
I do.
Have you played golf with them?
Yes.
Oh, God, you know everyone.
Hey, maybe I've asked you this question, if I did, I was probably half listening. What was your number one team that you didn't play for that you wish you would have?
Good question, Cor.
Because you played for half the league. You got most of your dreams accomplished.
It would have been fun to play in like Toronto, Vancouver, I would say that, just to get the experience of playing in a Canadian city for the home team. I know it is as a visitor, but...
So you had no Canadian teams,
nope.
Right?
What's the number one player that would have overlapped, not, you know, all time, that you wish you could have played with?
The Beaver.
Probably Mario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably an easy answer.
Yeah. he was so dynamic. Wayne was, you know, not that Wayne Gretzky wasn't, but he wasn't at the top of his game
at that point.
But yeah, Mario, when he came back, it was ridiculous. It was so much fun to play against him and just watch him.
Do you have anybody that hated you, that legitimately hated you?
Oh, I'm sure. Plenty of guys.
But I mean, that you would know. That somebody's like, wow, that guy just does not like me.
Besides Gino.
Teammate or opponent? Either way.
I don't think I ever had a teammate, but opponent. There was a few goalies. Felix Potvin really hated me. He broke his stick over me once and then was stabbing me with the handle, my back.
My God.
It was... pretty funny.
Jeez.
A couple pictures of it. It looks a lot worse than it is. Luckily, I have a pad on my back, so it wasn't like he was getting to anything. But yeah, it looked pretty bad on the ice.
Tried to stab you with his broken hockey stick.
Oh, he was stabbing me.
Illegal.
Yeah. He got a penalty for it.
Oh, he did.
What kind of penalty?
That's
is
nice.
They just called it slashing, but I made that joke too. I'm like, you guys have to put a stabbing rule in it.
Because when you break your stick. Just generally speaking, you drop it because it's a weapon. I mean, it's dangerous at that point.
Well, you can't. It's illegal to play with a broken stick unless you're a goalie.
Unless you're a goalie, really? Yeah. Weird. Why?
You can hold onto the handle.
Why?
Because they're goalies.
In case you need to stab somebody.
What's the point of holding onto the handle if you're a goalie and you break your stick?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to block with half a stick?
They usually will drop it and then grab a player's stick, but not this time.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't understand it.
Yeah,
it's hockey,
you know.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to do the
strange in the head.
We're going to do the After Party podcast here in a couple of seconds. We always do bonus initials on the Power Trip After Party podcast. You can download it on iHeartRadio. Otherwise, these guys are back on Monday. I'm off next week, so good luck without me, guys. I'm sure I'll be missed. Otherwise, PA is next. PA in charge next, 9 to noon. Paris,
no charge.
Oh, no charge.
Yeah, he died.
It's a charge to care.
Right.
There you go.
He heard AJ1 initials and just closed his eyes and drove off the road.
He was running late then.
Or he's on his way to Rival House, one or the two.
That's next. 9 to noon, no charge with PA, but Nordo's in the house. That's 9 to noon. We're back 5:30 to 9 on Monday. See you then. I love to hold you close tonight and
always. I love to wake up next to you. To listen back to a podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.